about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Must be Thanksgiving in here, because somebody wants some stuffing.
You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
This time of the year, there should be a hotline you can call with questions about cooking turkeys. A special 800 number where the phones are staffed by experts.
There is.
What do you mean?
The Butterball hotline.
Butterball has a hotline?
Yeah. It's an 800 number. The phones are staffed by experts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, I'm sorry. I love my country. Charlie, get me the number for the Butterball hotline.
Yes, sir.
This year, there will be no leftovers.
Lucky for us, the Indians never said, let's round up all these pilgrims and send them back where they belong.
And now,
white meat, dark meat, all will be carved.
Our feature presentation.
All will be carved. White meat, dark meat.
That's tomorrow, people.
All will be carved.
Watch out!
You will come home for Thanksgiving. In a body bag.
Yeah! That's the best. I love that so much. I can't wait for that movie
but
to be made.
But it's not coming out. When's it coming out?
I don't
next
know.
Year?
I think maybe next year.
Production hasn't even begun.
No.
We have no idea.
But see, they can't tease us like that.
That's
they put
mean.
Out that trailer, and then we go, hey, we want that to happen now. Yeah. We're going to take your calls in a couple of seconds. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. First, I thought, it is getting... We're a month away from Christmas. That's
I
it.
Know. That's true.
So I think it's time for the new Christmas classic, Santa Claus on a Helicopter.
His Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter. Mm. Not a traditional sleigh cart. Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus.
I'm surprised that everyone around here doesn't go, that's very painful, that note you're hitting.
it's harsh.
Is this an original?
It sounds like it.
No, it's an old Perry Como song.
Oh, it is?
No, traditional sleigh.
Anyone's ever written about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Santa Claus, he visited us today, December 24. Wow, he's coming right now in an helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh, cart.
You know, she didn't mention that before, that it's not a traditional sleigh. It's
cart.
Cart,
a
yeah.
sleigh cart.
It's a helicopter. And, this is what's funny to me. People like this, when they hear themselves singing, when they listen back to it, they go, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's awesome.
Got to put it out.
He lives in the front yard of a nursery.
Nope. Just trying to figure out what you said.
Nope, that one got past me.
Oh, the baby's crying for moms. He fists them both if they are hungry.
I heard fist.
That's I all did I
heard.
Too.
He fixes them milk if they're hungry.
Oh,
I think
okay.
the other word was nurseries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he returned to the helicopter
right. And
makes a big landing in the city.
Is this a rap?
Makes a big landing in the city.
Or a song? What is this? It's kind of a half between.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let art just wash over you, Kevin. You can't be too analytical.
Art?
Yes.
Dance! Santa dance! Dance! Helicopter dance!
Dance, helicopter, dance.
Dance, helicopter,
oh,
dance.
Oh, I thought you were saying buns.
Me
I didn't
too.
Get it.
Dance! Santa Claus, dance!
I love that high-quality background band she's got.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
Playing a flute?
Why is Santa playing a flute?
He's musical.
Follow Santa. It's the secret flute to the church to place the law.
Oh, come on. Now she's just making stuff up.
Oh, the children follow Santa down the road. Sons and daughters... But if you are silly, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus.
Wow. Yeah, see?
Wow, that is destined to be a Christmas classic.
How does anybody listen to that and go, nailed it? How do they?
You're coasting for Christmas.
Wow. All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. For Kevin, it means what to do now.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew?
And just for getting on the air today, you get a pair of tickets to experience Grinchmas.
What?
Should I just say that again? I don't think that came out clear.
Let me try. Grinchmas.
Grinchmas.
There you go.
At Universal Studios Hollywood.
Did you know the Grinch from How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yes. Yes.
It's the Grinch up at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Miss.
Miss.
Yeah, you have to add the must. All right, let's start with George. Hello, George.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
To you as well. To you, George.
How about them Lakers?
How about them Lakers? Brown. Shannon Brown last night was going off. So
he is
sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's been all season long, though. He was good last year, too.
Yes. What I read in the paper is that he worked his tail off this past summer just to get where he's at right now.
Yeah, well, listen, it's worked because he was unbelievable. This is one of those nights where they just go, get Shannon the ball. Just get him the ball and let him go. Usually you do that with Kobe, you know, or Power somebody. But, man, Shannon Brown, and he's, I don't know, a midget, like 4'11", and dunks over dunks over everybody. Defies the laws of physics.
Yes, he does.
I wrote a song that is a tribute to Shannon Brown. Shannon Brown, you're the helicopter.
I'd buy it.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, that's
a hit.
All right.
Thank you, George, for the call. All right, let's go to Drew, who has kind of a question that he needs some help with. Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. What to do?
What to do?
So the other night, my best friend's ex-girlfriend invited me out to a party, and it kind of seemed innocent. I thought she just needed a ride, but by the end of the night, getting a little friendly, and as I dropped her off, she reached her hand over, put it on my arm, and said, you know, hey, I had a real good time. I said, no problem, no problem. And then she looked at me and goes, when did you get so cute?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so kind of was wondering if you guys had any advice as to next steps. I'm really good friends with the guy still, and it kind of feels like forbidden territory.
But wait a minute. It's your best friend's ex?
Yeah.
So she's not his girlfriend anymore.
No.
Easy, Kevin. Easy.
Yeah, this is
she's not
tricky
his
territory.
How does your buddy feel about the ex?
I haven't spoken to him about it. I didn't really want to bring it up yet.
Well, no, but you know in general how the breakup went and how he feels towards this girl.
Ralph's asking if he hates her, if he still loves her and wants to put it back together.
Yeah, I know he slept with her a couple times since they broke up.
Oh, stay away. Stay far, far away from this situation. If you care at all about your friend.
Situation is his friend?
No, Gilligan. Listen, do you like your friend? Is he your buddy, truly your best friend? Is he really your buddy?
Oh, yeah. We've been homeboys for years. Yeah.
Then do it.
No, don't do it.
Then don't do it.
Let it be. Just leave it lie.
Why would you say that?
That's good. That's a way to start. All right. Thank you for the call.
Happy Thanksgiving. Because bros before hoes. And look, and this is...
Depending on the hoe and the bro, though.
No, but this is a minefield. This is not just some girl that the friend banged. This is an ex-girlfriend. There's emotional residue in this situation that invariably will come back to poison the well.
An ex-girlfriend, and they're still getting together every once in a while.
So something's going on there, and the best thing you can do is just...
Just do it and be very careful and he doesn't find out.
Stay clear. No. Kevin.
Make sure that he doesn't know what's going on. That's
not
key.
What we're saying at all. Don't do it at all.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
because
do
first
it.
Of all, if
how
you do
hot
it,
is she?
There's no way that the friend won't find out because this chick will tell the guy.
Yeah, well,
she
that's
will go
true.
Back to her ex-boyfriend, and say, you know, I slept with your buddy, and
better.
He really cares about me. He's nicer to me than you were, and then someone has to get murdered.
Loose.
Someone will end up murdered.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want that,
but
especially for the holidays.
How hot is she though? Maybe it's worth it.
No. It's not worth it. You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point. I'm saying there are extenuating factors. How hot is she?
It's not an issue.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show, shall we?
All righty.
Our buddy Matt Money Smith will be in the studio talking sports.
Mm-hmm. Communism shoes.
Love him. Yeah. Our buddy Kevin Smith will be in the studio. Actor, writer, director.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast partner of Ralph Garman.
Yes.
He will be here. We have Nico Melendez, who
Nico.
Who works for the TSA. And we
he's
have
gonna pat us all down?
He's gonna pat us all down.
Yeah. Sweet. I didn't wear any underwear. I'm going commando.
Over the phone.
Yeah, I'm smuggling some eggs here in my pants. Find them.
They're gonna have a rough day, the TSA, today, I think.
It's gonna be bad.
Really,
yeah.
It's gonna be a tough day. So.
I'm so glad I'm not traveling.
Yeah, no kidding. We're gonna announce the top 10 for Miss Double December.
Oh yeah.
How about that? What a batch. What a batch this year, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Good. Bunch of girls.
So and then you'll be able
Did
to
you say batch?
Yes, okay. Batch.
Okay. Yes, batch. And he's not Dave the King of Mexico, so he meant batch. Adam Carolla on the program today.
Yay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the show today talking about his new movie Faster. And we've got the movie beat because it's the last day before the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of movies come out today. So that's all coming up. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat, and that's next. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Just disappointed that our new intern, Young Breezy, can't enter Miss Double D competition this year.
Well, we've offered to fire her.
She would win.
We'll fire her.
She's wearing like a snow park and everything. You can still see her ginormous boobies.
Yeah, some girls, it doesn't matter what they're wearing.
No
burka. Doesn't matter.
Circus tent.
Nah.
What have you.
Yeah.
She's a lovely, lovely girl.
She is.
Yeah, she is. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Oh, sad, sad news in the world of celebrity relationships. Emmy Rossum. Ding, ding, ding. We got the bell? No? No bell? All right. We'll fix that later.
She's on her way to, what was his joke? Oslo.
Because
oh,
it's a no bell? Is that what you're saying? There we go. Emmy Rossum. She is ending her relationship with Adam Duritz. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the name Adam Duritz. Adam, no way, not now, not never.
Not never.
Adam Duritz was, I guess is, the lead singer of a band called The Counting Crows, which for a brief moment in musical time, people, was the hottest band in the world. They were a monster, monster hit machine.
They're not now so much.
Not so much. But remember, Mr. Jones and Me, remember that song?
I
it was
do.
A big hit for them.
Three or four of their songs.
Yeah.
But
yeah. She was dating him for a couple, for about a year. And they have split up. And this guy, if you've ever seen him, has like faux dreads and a goatee and all. He just looks just filthy.
He does, yeah.
But has always scored just A-list poony.
He's the king of you wouldn't ever get a woman unless you were the lead singer of a band.
Exactly. He suffers from the from Mick Jagger syndrome. I call
yes.
it. And Emmy Rossum was another of his latest conquests, but apparently that's all over now. So, a little gift for the holidays for everybody. Can all enjoy. More relationship news. Apparently, Kim Kardashian is now dating the father of... Oh, what's her name?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, thank you. Halle Berry's baby, Gabrielle Aubrey. And he's like a model type dude.
Sure.
But is he white? Yes.
Is he white?
He is the gentleman that I tweeted about the groundbreaking news at the Laker game the other night. He's the white guy that Kim Kardashian was getting all romantic with.
I see. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to give you credit for your scoop.
No. I didn't mean it like that. He is, in fact, it's such huge news. He is, in fact, white.
Yeah. And she is, usually she likes the brothers.
Almost exclusively, yeah.
But apparently they are very hot and heavy together. From, once again, her name? Halle Berry to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's a good road trip,
that's
right?
Not bad, right?
That's a nice traveling.
I like boobs. Big boobs.
Amy Winehouse is in the news. This is magical. She's spending more time down in the Caribbean. You know, she loves it down there.
She does.
She doesn't like working on new music so much as she likes drinking in the Caribbean.
Hasn't she been kicked out of like four or five different places in the Caribbean?
Yes, she's moving from resort to resort. Because usually she's found crawling along the ground at some point near the bar by the pool, stealing people's drinks and downing them.
After they cut her off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's got a new friend. It's a spider monkey.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
Apparently there was a spider monkey roaming the grounds of the hotel where she was staying, and she coaxed it into her room with some food, and now she loves the monkey, and she is talking about trying to bring it back home to England. So she's currently talking to animal officials in England and the customs people to see how she can bring the spider monkey back to England so that she can have it as a pet forever.
Oh, good. She needs a spider monkey.
Well, at least monkeys are low maintenance.
Yes.
So that's good.
Can you imagine living with a filthy animal like Amy Winehouse? That poor monkey. That poor monkey. No creature should have to live in those conditions.
That's true.
I say let's rescue the monkey, we say. Jennifer Grey! Oh, thank God she won Dancing with the Stars last night. Thank God.
Oh, is this is
because
it over?
I think there may have been rioting in the streets. There may have been pitchforks and torches, and the villagers may have taken up arms against us.
They still use pitchforks?
All of those.
Yeah.
And Bristol Palin came in last. So all is right in the world, people. Everything's been adjusted. The Earth's back on its axis. And it's all good. It's okay. Everyone can relax now.
During the entire...
People are getting a little upset about
Bristol
Palin.
During the entire run of that show, I was fascinated by how upset people were getting. Because it's Dancing with the Stars. So how much does it really matter?
To some people, very, very, very much.
Those people need something else in their lives. Family, friends, something.
It's a lot to
Hobbies,
ask.
Spider monkeys, anything.
Jessica Simpson, of course, is engaged to her new fiancé, Eric Johnson.
Yeah, Eric.
And she says she wants kids as soon as humanly possible.
No.
Yes.
No.
I thought she was already pregnant. I saw her on a talk show that day. I thought she was carrying quadruplets in her ass. But she's one of those rare moms who carry their babies in her ass.
No.
I want kids yesterday, she says.
No.
And they plan to get to it the second they are married, she tells In Touch magazine.
Please, God, no.
Oh, those poor kids. Can you imagine living with an animal like that? Rachel McAdam.
Oh! Yes.
Apparently shows her ass in the new movie Morning Glory.
She what? Does.
If they had told us this.
It would have helped.
It would have helped box office significantly.
She's, what is it, getting out of a shower scene or something?
I do not know.
No, she moons
There's
somebody?
A sex scene in it,
She's
right?
in panties, and it's mostly like a thong. So you can see thong, pretty much thong, her thong, her thong, thiggity thong, thong, her entire ass. And she's being groped and kissed and made out with, and he pulls her up onto the desk, and it like prominently displays her ass.
All right.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Who does it, Harrison Ford?
No, oh. whoever the hottie yeah. dude is. But
I really want to grab you and pull you up on the desk.
What?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Don't subject yourself to the movie. It's all over the internet. It's great.
Patrick Wilson, I believe, is the male lead in that who has the luck of being with the lovely Rachel McAdams.
She's stunning.
There is a rumor, however, that is a booty double.
No.
Yes, that's the rumor.
Better not be.
We better do some research.
It's considerable booty.
Rachel is not speaking out one way or the other on the issue, so... Can we get the NSA in on this, or Secret Service, or CIA, or somebody?
I don't know whose specialty this is.
The FBI! Maybe they can look into things.
I saw considerable booty last night at the... Never mind.
Today's celebrity birthdays. All these folks were born today, November the 24th. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. Let me tell you a little something, people.
Which one is she? The kid?
She
the
is the oldest girl of Julie Bowen.
She 18? Mm.
JT. The one that's always texting.
Yeah. She's 20.
20.
Is she really?
20 years old.
Right.
She's beautiful.
She really is.
She's got a Mila Kunis kind of thing going on. Mm-hmm. She's a very, very sexy.
So is Ed O'Neill, by the way, while we're talking about sexy.
A good looking fella.
Yeah.
Katherine Heigl celebrates her 32nd birthday. Colin Hanks can currently be seen in The Good Guys on Fox. 33 years old today. Chad Taylor, guitarist of Live, is 40 years old today. And actor-comedian Billy Connolly. You may not know the name, but he's a Scottish comedian. Has long, gray hair, beard. Remarkably funny gentleman.
Yeah, he is good.
If you ever get a chance to see him live, he's one of my favorite stand-up comedians I've ever seen. And he's a very talented actor as well. He is 68 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Wednesday, but it's a Wednesday before a holiday. So
Woo!
A bunch of
yes.
new movies are coming out today. And so
Woo!
It's time for Ralph's Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
As far as I know, you're still the only person that reviews movies without seeing them.
Goddamn right.
You're the only person.
Look, anyone can see a movie
right.
and then tell you about it. That's a lazy way to review movies.
Right.
What I do is I don't go to the films and I give you my reviews.
It's kind of like a psychic impression of what it might be like.
Because really, that's how we all judge whether we're going to see a film or not, right?
Yeah, of course. You look at it and you go,
yeah.
get a feeling, you get a gut.
And I'll tell you something, more often than not, that gut is right on. Occasionally, you'll be way off the mark and you'll miss a film. But usually, your intuition is right about these things.
Yeah.
So let's see what my intuition says about the upcoming films this weekend. Faster, Dwayne Johnson. The Rock.
Yeah.
stars as a guy who's looking for revenge against Billy Bob Thornton. Maggie Grace is also in this film. He's avenging the murder of his brother during a bank robbery that led to his imprisonment. Now he's out, and he's looking for revenge. Look, this is the kind of movie that Dwayne The Rock Johnson should be doing.
I agree. Yeah.
I know that the kids love The Tooth Fairy and the one where a little girl shows up on his doorstep and he's a football player and, you know, he's a nanny. And there's a lot of those cute comedies, that family comedies that he makes. And I'm fine. I understand there's an audience for that. But for me, I want to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson kicking ass and shooting people.
Yeah, there's so few people that can actually pull that role off.
That is true,
Some of them not playing that role is tough.
Here's a scene from the movie where Dwayne is not very forgiving of a guy who did him wrong in the past.
That boy they killed is my brother. I can bring him back. And my heart, I'm sorry. Can you at least find it in your heart to forgive me? I can't. Sorry. But I forgive you for what you're about to do.
I forgive you for what you're about to do. Click. Boom.
Ooh. Boom.
Also opening this weekend, Burlesque. Burlesque. Christina Aguilera stars as a young woman who's trying to make her way in the world. She so desperately wants to be a burlesque dancer, as so many young girls do these days. So many little girls want to grow up to be burlesque dancers.
Where does that come from, burlesque? It's an older term, right?
Burlesque is an 40s, old 50s? Art form that was an offshoot of the days of vaudeville.
Yeah.
Where the stage was the main form of entertainment in America. And vaudeville was largely novelty acts, acrobats and comedians and that kind of stuff. And then burlesque was the adult end of that thing, where young ladies would get into various states of disrobing.
So it's kind of like stripping.
Kind of like stripping, but with more talent. There was singing and dancing involved with burlesque. Usually the girls would perform, they'd do a fan dance, or they would sing while they were scantily dressed. So it wasn't as far as stripping, but it was very, it's erotic entertainment with song and dance.
All right.
The best case scenario, to give you an idea, I guess, of what I'm talking about, is the Pussycat Dolls. The original incarnation of the Pussycat Dolls, before they started becoming like recording artists and stuff,
right.
They used to do a show locally here in Hollywood where they would get up on stage and sing and dance in very sexy ways. And that's burlesque, per se. So Christina Aguilera wants to be a burlesque dancer, and she's got to strut her stuff for Cher, who is the queen of burlesque dancers. See?
Cher.
This is another one of those shows that just invents a whole industry that doesn't really exist. I don't really know of any blossoming burlesque theaters anywhere in the world, but apparently
where
this movie,
an old queen that's in charge of everything, movie, you have to impress her?
This movie takes place in one of them. Yeah. Here's a scene where Christina is strutting her stuff for Cher.
Hold on a second. I can do this.
And I think that it's sweet that you think you can.
Just tell me what you're looking for.
I'm looking for someone who can do the routine.
You're going to make me believe that you belong up there. You want to show me something? Show me that.
I know you were off the whole last half.
Oh, come on, Tess. Come on. I'll practice till I bleed. I know I can do this.
You know, we have better dancers.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Just, didn't anybody ever give you a shot in life? Please. I want this so bad. If you just give me a chance,
All right. God. You got the job.
Oh, man.
Wait, is that how it works?
No, you get someone like that who's so annoying, you get them out of there as fast as you can.
I feel like I'm watching American Idol.
Yeah. I want
please,
it
please
so
put
bad.
Me through, please put me through. Please put me through to Hollywood. Please, please, please. I'm going to work really hard. Simon, please let me through.
And then he says the unlikely.
No, please leave. No.
All get right, out. You got the job. Come on now.
Boy, as an actress, Christina Aguilera is quite the singer.
Exactly.
As you can tell from that clip.
Cher sounded worse in that clip.
Well,
she was an actress. I mean,
she's been really good.
Yeah. She won an Oscar, Kevin.
Yeah.
Love and Other Drugs also opens this weekend. Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal star in this film. Maggie is the role that Anne Hathaway plays. She's a free spirit. Nothing can pull her down.
She doesn't like to play by other people's rules?
No. Mm. But then she meets her match in Jake Gyllenhaal, and they fall hopelessly in love, and things happen.
Good things?
Sure, because it's love, man. Love's always good. Here's a scene where Anne Hathaway's making a proposition to Jake.
Excuse me?
Well, you want to close, right? You want to get laid?
Now?
All right. I'm supposed to act like I don't know if it's right, so then you tell me that there is no right or wrong. It's just the moment. And then I tell you that I can't. Well, actually signaling to you that I can, which you don't need because you're not really listening. Because this isn't about connection for you. This isn't even about sex for you. This is about finding an hour or two of relief from the pain of being you. And that's fine with me, see, because all I want's the exact same thing.
Deal! All right, let's get to it.
She gets naked, people.
Yeah, so if that's the kind of thing you like, naked women, though.
Yeah.
Might be a reason to let your girlfriend drag you to love and other drugs.
Just, yeah, act like you just really, act like, really
oh,
don't want to go.
But for you, honey.
Okay.
All right. So my pick this weekend is Friday night. Come to see me and Kevin Smith at the John Lovitz Comedy Club on the Universal City Walk.
That's not a movie.
8 o'clock every Friday night. We're going to be up there. So come on by. Movies are boring. Live comedy. That's where it's at. Yeah, that's the ticket. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Or?
Oh, the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to welcome to the program Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. How have you been?
I've been fantastic. Everything's been great, too. We've been promoting the movie, which is always fun. Always fun. A lot of work, but fun. But it's good to talk to you.
When did you finish shooting this movie, and how long ago?
We finished, I would say, a little less than a year ago. We wrapped this, and we were very fortunate with this movie because it was set in Bakersfield, so we shot probably anywhere between 40 and 75 miles outside of L.A. So the good thing with that is not only to have local production, which is oftentimes rare, but to be able to sleep in your own bed every night was really nice.
You didn't have to stay in Bakersfield as well.
Did not stay in Bakersfield.
Wait. Hello. There we go. Dwayne, we were saying that it's fun to see you in a straight-up action film again. We know you've had a lot of success with sort of the more kid-oriented, fun, action comedies and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Are you happy to get back to something a little bit more hardcore, a little more gritty?
Very happy. Being physical, I'm a physical guy, and, action has always been my home. But when I first started acting 10 years ago, I wanted to have a diverse career. I wanted to have a career that was varied. And that was important to me. I didn't want to be defined or pigeonholed by a certain genre.
Right.
Oh, you're the action guy, you're the comedy guy, you're the family guy. So I wanted to do everything, but there's nothing like kicking ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we see a trailer where they say you can't handle the tooth, I'm out. I know that's not for me. That's clearly
not. But Faster absolutely is.
Looks like it was made specifically for me. Explain to people what the storyline is.
The storyline is my one and only family. My brother's ripped away from me, and he's murdered. And they try and kill me, too, as well. Only I live. And I have to go away and serve 10 years in prison. And when I get out of prison, I find these men who are responsible for my brother's death and for his murder. And I find them, and I want them to pay, and I want them to pay with their lives. And now the credit goes to the screenwriters because they really wrote a really solid script with great characters. Again, against that simple backdrop, which is you took something from me, and now you're going to pay.
Right.
Now the difference is when I go and I find these guys, a lot has taken place over the course of 10 years. And to see the character have to struggle with finding some of these men, by the way, some are bad men. They've remained bad men, but
right.
Some have changed men. Some have families. Some are fathers and husbands. One's an evangelist, for example. So, again, it goes back to how good of a job the screenwriters have done and how the character responds in these situations.
But I hope you kill all of them. I mean, let's be honest.
I know. We all hope that.
Let's talk about working with Billy Bob Thornton a little bit. It's got to be a dream for any actor to work opposite him, right?
He's fantastic. And yeah, it was a privilege to work with the guy. I'd been such a big fan of Billy Bob's work over the course of years. And, and I could also appreciate his diversity, too, and the choices that he makes from Monsters Ball to Bad Santa, to Bad News
sure.
Bear,
yeah.
And to Eagle Eye. So the guy... we have a love for old school traditional country music, and we bonded right away. Great, great guy, and very, very smart guy too. And he locks in when he locks into roles like this that have more of a dramatic tone to them. He locks in pretty strongly, and it was great to work with him.
Forget him. Let's talk about Moon Bloodgood. Let's talk about her.
Let's talk about her. Let's talk about Maggie Grace.
Yeah, there's some very attractive women.
Talk about Carla Cugino, who's in it. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Yeah, for a sort of a guy-centric action film, this has a lot of hot women in it.
It does, yeah. We do, and those girls, for example, the roles that they play, one's a struggling mom with a struggling addict. The other one is a very proficient killer, Maggie Grace. And Carla Cugino plays a detective who's on the hunt with Billy Bob to track down my character. And
so you're being chased while you're chasing.
I'm being hunted while I'm hunting.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Driver makes some time for a little love, you know, in between the revenge killings, you know?
Hey, a little bit of love is always good.
All right.
makes the world go around.
That's right.
With this, especially holding a big gun.
Yes, it does.
So to speak.
So to speak, right. Well, we're happy you're back into our world. Faster is the name of the movie. It opens today, Wednesday the 24th. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule today to be on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you guys for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too. Buddy. Bye now.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Because there's something about it that makes you
enjoy
it.
I'm going to turn it down just to make sure people can't see what I'm listening to. You know, they can't hear it if they pull up to the stoplight or whatever.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
So I don't understand, but if you turn it down...
No one can see what you're listening
to. People can't see what I'm listening to.
Right.
Makes sense to me. Why is that a moment?
And to me, too.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
Ralph is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I once again would like to invite everybody to come out to see me and Kevin Smith, who will be on the show later today. We're doing our brand new re-premiere of our live show, Hollywood Babylon, which is just like Showbiz Beat, only with me and Kevin Smith being filthy, dirty,
and drunk,
and stoned. Kevin gets nice and high before the show, I get nice and hammered, and then right. we scream for about 90 minutes.
Sounds awesome.
It's a lot of fun. It's up at Universal City Walk. It's our brand new venue. It is the John Lovitz Comedy Club. That's where we're going to be doing it starting this Friday night. And then every Friday night after that at 8 o'clock up there at City Walk. So, it's you know, you got the day off. You're going to be shopping. So come on up and see us at 8 o'clock. Lisa May's coming.
I'm coming, she for
is,
sure.
Actually, yeah.
So. You can drink.
You can go to BabylonRalph.com.
You can drink.
Yeah, that's all she cares about. We have lots of White Zinfandel and lots of Splenda, Lisa.
Excellent.
So you'll be well taken care of.
Wait, you have a website, Babylon Ralph?
BabylonRalph.com or BabylonKev.com. But Babylon Ralph, of course, is better.
Way better.
But yeah. It all goes to the same site. And that's
can we talk to Kevin later today?
That's where you can buy your tickets, and we'd love to have you come out. Because we, you know, it's a new place. We want to make a good showing.
Sure.
We want to have the place filled with hilarious people who are drinking and eating. So it's a good time.
They don't have to be hilarious. You have to be hilarious.
But, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, last week we did the show, and the audience was funnier than we were.
Really?
They kept screaming stuff out that was hilarious, and the people were sending stuff in. We had audio clips of people who were doing funny things. They were writing funny letters. Smith was like, this is great. We can just sit back and read other people's work.
Oh, no kidding.
So we always welcome that. Let's talk about showbiz news. Congratulations to John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Of course, that tragic news when they lost their son, Jet, some time ago. They are the happy parents of a brand new baby boy named Benjamin. They had him this week, so congratulations to those guys. You know, we're talking about the Miss Double December pageant. You can go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like to see the 10 finalists for 2011's Miss Double December, the spokesperson for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Which we're going to announce here in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. There's another pageant in the works, which I think is fascinating. It is called Miss Plastic.
Miss Plastic?
Miss Plastic 2010. All the contestants are required to have had cosmetic surgery.
That don't sound sexy.
So doesn't sound difficult.
So if you have real boobs, you're out.
You can't be in.
All right. I'm
judges
down with
will
well.
Rate them on beauty, but then they have a special medical panel that judges with extra marks the quality of the plastic surgery that the contestants have done.
Do they need judges for that one?
I don't know if they don't. The winner will face off in the International Miss Plastic Universe contest.
All right.
So,
I like everything about this.
I think there's a couple girls this year in our contest that could enter this one. Yeah,
absolutely.
You think it's all natural? Rachel McAdams' butt showing up on the internet. In Touch magazine is talking about the fact that one of the most watched clips on the internet this week is one of her and her spectacular backside.
Hmm.
It's from Morning Glory, the movie she stars in. It's currently in theaters. And chat rooms are speculating whether she used a butt double or not. Rachel's not saying anything, but I like to believe it's real.
Sure.
Are you quickly pulling that up for us?
Yeah.
Mike, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's pretty magical. If you haven't seen it, she's just a stunner. Wish she was in a better movie. I really don't even... I don't know if I can bring myself to see it, even with her magical butt.
Yeah, it really does look like it's, you know, it's Harrison Ford trying to act interesting, and that drives me crazy.
Well, I don't think he's a... has a large role in it. I think it's mostly her and Patrick Wilson's their love story, but it's a good butt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sad news for little girls everywhere. Disney has announced they are pulling the plug, at least temporarily, on all movies starring princesses from fairy tales. No more princess movies.
Why?
I guess they figure
isn't that their trait. Isn't that what they do?
That is what they do. Look, if you have a little girl, and you know, I've got a little baby girl at home. She's not into that yet. She's obviously only 8 months old. But I've got nieces and stuff, and they are obsessed with these princesses.
Right.
And Disney has this whole merchandising campaign built around Belle from Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella and stuff, and all this princess memorabilia. But apparently, they feel they're losing out on a large sector of the kid audience because little boys don't want to go see movies about princesses.
And they also think that acts like Miley Cyrus and her TV show and stuff are siphoning off a lot of those girls.
Okay.
They're not that interested in the princesses
so
anymore.
Disney said all their animated movies from this point on are going to be gender-neutral films.
Gender-neutral?
Or about young men. So no more castles, no more princesses, no more happily ever after. Tangled is the movie they've got coming out soon, which is based on Rapunzel, who lets down her hair. And she apparently is the last one.
Although they said they'll still do all the merchandising.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's not going anywhere.
Let's not get crazy.
I'm so sad that Bean is snowed into his house. He can't be on the show today because the snow has hit him so hard where he lives that he's got no power, he's got no internet, he's got no phone lines.
No internet is the
no
best.
Heat.
Yeah.
He's sleeping by his fireplace in a sleeping bag.
Oh my God, who's more miserable than Bean?
No one.
Is he hunting to eat?
He's trapping rats in his cellar.
Because if so,
biting
he'll
their
die.
Heads off. Because this story, nothing has ever been more Bean than this story. The post office today has announced they are releasing a very special CD of Christmas music.
Oh,
it's
man.
A Christmas music CD from the post office.
Are you kidding me? What do you mean from the post office? They sing it? What,
yes, Kevin.
No,
they
but
sing
what,
it.
Do, what do they
They're
do?
They're selling it at the post office. They have compiled a collection of Christmas music that you can find exclusively at the post office this year.
Why do you even get excited about the story? Because you know if he was here, you just go, yeah, I have
it. I was a consultant on it. I produced the album.
Well, since when are they selling CDs at the post office?
Look, I guess, you know, brother's got to make a buck. Huh. I assume they're doing it to raise revenues. Because there's so much competition now when it comes to mailing stuff with UPS and FedEx and everything else. I guess they figured it's an extra way to get people into the post office.
Because there's nowhere else you can get Christmas music. So they've got a corner on that market.
Yeah, so you can check it out at your local post office. You can buy the new post office Christmas CD. If they just had, like, Rachel Nichols on the front of it, and then, you know,
sure, now you're getting
Clyde Tumbaugh's widow would hand-deliver it to you, then it'd be the perfect gift.
First of all, I don't know what that is, and second of all, no freaking way.
Yeah. Not now, not never.
That's right.
Taylor Swift is looking to do more acting.
All right!
Nope. Oh. Apparently,
No! No!
Even given her success in the world of country music, she says what she really wants to do is get more acting roles. And now she started dating Jake Gyllenhaal. Rumor has it they're looking for a project together.
She seems like she's, not that she's had Botox, but her face does not move.
Yeah, she does look oddly smooth.
They're doing it really young now. It's possible.
You think so?
But isn't she like 18 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. She was in that movie Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
She looks like a mannequin.
Oh, it's bad.
And by all accounts, did not acquit herself very well. So I don't know if acting is really the best move for her or not, but we'll have to see. And Grey's Anatomy has announced they are going to do a musical episode.
Oh, yes! God.
Finally!
So much
finally!
All right!
Finally, the episode of Grey's Anatomy I've been waiting to not watch.
There are a lot of other shows, but none of them have music in it like that, so that's good.
Here's my favorite part of this story. Creator Shonda Rhimes says she was absolutely not influenced by the success of Glee at all in this decision.
Please.
Zero.
No. She says she was inspired by the musical Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode. Sure, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So it took you a decade to get around to putting together your musical episode. It has nothing to do with Glee. Apparently, several of the characters will be doing musical numbers, but not Patrick Dempsey's character, Patrick Dempsey says.
He can't sing?
I don't think he wants to sing on this episode. Apparently, a couple of the actresses in this show, like Sarah Ramirez and Chandra Wilson, were on Broadway and sang and danced and stuff. So,
oh, wow.
So,
you'll be getting... I'm excited.
All right. That's all I
need
to
know.
But
I'm the only one that still watches this show of all of us.
Everything Lisa loved.
Yeah.
It really is. It's true.
Big, juicy package. And it's official. Gore Verbinski, the director who did the American version of The Ring and, of course, the Pirates of the Caribbean films, he is officially signed on with Disney to direct The Lone Ranger.
That means Johnny Depp has officially signed on to play the Lone Ranger's sidekick, Tonto, his faithful Indian companion. Still, however, they have no casting news on who will play the Lone Ranger.
Emilio Estevez.
That's a great idea. Emilio, what? It seems odd to me that you would make a movie called The Lone Ranger, get the actor to play his sidekick, get the director in line, and not have your lead in place.
It does seem like that would be job number one.
You're going backwards.
Huh. Maybe if they get the right director and the right Tonto, they can lure in the right...
Yeah, I guess anybody wants to work with Johnny Depp, right? So you could probably get the biggest star in the world to star opposite him. I think John Hamm would make a great Lone Ranger.
Yeah, sure. I don't remember that series much, but...
Well, you know, it's just the classic tale of a loner cowboy who goes out to fight, you know, injustice, only he wears a mask and shoots silver bullets.
Do you think because Clooney's involved and he's a good director, I mean, Depp is involved, that Clundog would do it?
Clooney's a little old, I think, to play the Lone Ranger.
Clundog's Clundog, though.
Stop calling him Clundog.
Do we call him Clundog? Let's not do that.
And second, I think you need a younger, more vital sort of hero, especially if I'm guessing they want to make this a franchise. So you're going to need a guy who can do at least three
films.
Matt Damon would be sort of, he's a little short.
A
little small. I think you need a big, strapping, sort of John Wayne type Western hero guy to play the Lone Ranger.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill would be perfect. That's your go-to guy today. Everything is about Ed O'Neill. How about Rachel McAdams' ass as the Lone Ranger?
Right.
That's what I'd like to see her in a little mask. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in.
Just pooping silver bullets. You're perfect. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor-comedian Billy Connolly is 68 years old today. Colin Hanks, star of The Good Guys on Fox. And also he was in Roswell and he was on Mad Men. He's a talented actor. Let's not forget the son of Tom Hanks as well.
Sure.
33 years old today. Katherine Heigl, speaking of Grey's Anatomy.
Teeth.
She's got some teeth. She's 32 years old today. And actress Sarah Hyland, who is very funny and very pretty on Modern Family. She is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Adam Carolla coming up.
With
This Week in Range, we have a new internet roundup for you. And we have Matt Money Smith talking sports and Kevin Smith. Writer, director, actor Kevin Smith coming up as well. But first, time to make the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the best time of year. Time for Miss Double December. And the top 10.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel. And just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
I don't know what that...
Boobs.
What that beeped word could be.
Well.
Sure have no idea what that could be.
Well, things get hard on your body. Your muscles, your biceps, if you work out.
Biceps, that's what it is, yeah. We have narrowed it down to a top 10, people. We've been soliciting for people. We had over 70 entries, I believe.
Yes.
For Miss Double December.
Almost 80 entries, and we thank everyone who entered. You were all lovely, by the way. It was a really great batch this year, but we had to whittle it down based on not just looks, but also the answers to the questionnaires. We were trying to get a different mix of different kinds of girls in the competition this year, so there'd be something for everybody. So a lot went into our decision-making process, but we think we came up with a pretty solid 10.
Yes, we did. Do you have them, Ralph? Or do you want me to?
I do not have them,
read them,
sir.
These are in no certain order, but we're going to put them up on the site. Actually, they're up on the site right now, kevinandbean.com. You can go there, and I believe you can start. Oh, can you start? Hang on a second, everybody. Can you start voting yet?
I don't know. Maybe someone in the next room can answer that for us.
Hang on, everyone. Hey, can we start voting yet or no? Yes.
All right.
She said, yes, dumbasses.
Voting is open.
Voting is open is what we mean to say.
Vote for your favorite Miss Double December competitor.
Miss Double December competitor number one, again, in no certain order, is Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
She's from Whittier. She's a director of marketing. And she hot, it turns out.
Here's the thing. A lot of the girls this year are young professionals.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, the world's oldest profession, don't get me wrong, but some of them actually have a lot of stuff going on, so that's pretty cool.
One of the other finalists is Miss Double December 2011 is Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly has she's a unique Bean Would Love This Girl look.
Yes.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Sort of pasty white, giant boobs.
Easy with the pasty white.
No, I mean,
these are our
I don't
friends.
Mean that in a bad way.
No, how could anyone say pasty white
that's
and think
a look.
It's a bad thing?
That's a look some people like.
Pale, beautiful,
I like
alabaster pale,
okay.
China skin.
I'm
how
good
about
with that too.
Pasty white.
She's a student slash receptionist. No, I'm just saying. I thought that's how you describe people who, you know, weren't in the
pasty
sunlight.
Has a negative connotation to
yeah.
it.
All right, I take it back then.
And it's a black and white photo.
I meant no negative.
No. She could have yellow skin. Lisa's
you don't
right.
know.
It's not necessarily white. She could be yellow.
Punch somebody. another one of the finalists is Ashley. She is from Rancho Santa Margarita. Did we know that?
What's wrong with that?
You know.
That's tennis
not,
shoes.
That's not the 909.
That's Orange County.
That's South Orange County.
That's way South Orange County.
Just double check it. Just want to make sure. Miss Double December 2011 top 10 finalist is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hey!
Amy is from Orange, and she is a banker.
Yeah.
Nice.
So not only
sperm bank. That's where she works.
Not only might she win Miss Double December, she could also give us a home loan.
That'd be crazy.
So that's all good. Right?
That's all we really care about.
Whoa.
I don't think Lori, our next contestant, I'm not sure that Lori, who's a hostess from Montclair, even qualifies for Miss Double D.
She might be overqualified. Is that what you're saying?
And if we were having a Miss G or a Miss H, maybe she would qualify.
We don't have any months with G's or H's in them, sadly.
Hello.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
She's really going to have to pare down if she's going to get down to a Double D.
I think she's going to be a fan favorite this year. That's what my prediction
is.
Yeah,
I do, too. Yeah. Another top 10 finalist is Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany's from Riverside.
Uh-oh.
That's in the 909, right?
Sure is. Yeah.
And she's a waitress.
Yeah. I put by waitress.
Why is that in quotes?
You mean meth dealer.
Everybody from the 909, really solid meth dealer.
She works at a meth diner. She's your waitress at a meth diner.
How can I take your order? I'd like meth.
These are the specials. We've got meth and meth and meth.
From Hollywood, we have a grad student named Linda.
Linda's lovely.
Yes. What? Linda Pauly, no.
She also has that fair skin, dark hair combination, which can be very striking.
Which is great, yeah.
Yes.
We have, I would say athletic looking, wouldn't you? Dara Lee.
Dara Lee.
Am I saying that right? Dara Lee?
You are, yes.
D-A-R-R-A-L-E-E. And she is a singer and a valet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she does the same time.
That'd be great if she would pull your car up and be singing.
Car right up, sir.
Here are your keys. This is it for a tip. You suck.
And our final top 10 finalist is Taryn. Taryn is from Glendora, and she's an emergency medical technician.
Wow, that could come in handy.
So
did you mention Christine? I don't know if you heard. I heard Christine in that mix.
I don't know. Let me look. Dara Lee, Linda, Tiffany, Lori, Amy, Ashley, Kelly, Michelle.
I think you may have missed one of our
Christine is also one of our finalists.
Yes. She's lovely.
Kiki Mexico just wrote this up, so I don't know.
Okay.
You may be missing one of the competitors.
Black paper.
Too many papers.
Nothing but black paper.
But all the girls will be down there at the Miss Double D pageant, which we're going to have at the Slide Bar down in Fullerton, California. It is the morning of Friday, December the 3rd. We invite everyone to come out and watch the competition. We're also going to have it up online so you can watch it. But if you want to come down...
That's a week from this Friday.
That's right. If you want to come down, and we invite you to, we request that you bring an unwrapped brand new toy for our Toys for Tatas program. You may have heard of Toys for Tots with the Marines. The U.S. Marines every year, they collect toys for underprivileged children. We are in conjunction once again this year with them and having a toy collection so we can get some underprivileged kids some things for Christmas. So if you're going to come down, you can get into the event, but you have to bring a toy. We really want to emphasize this so that we can get as many toys as possible for these kids.
The Marines really fill up truckloads, you know, full of toys so that they can help out. So we're going to have some Marines there. Yes, they'll be in uniform.
They're very handsome, ladies. You come down, too. There's something for you.
Trust us.
And it's going to be up online, as I mentioned. So if you can't get down, you can watch it. But we also want you to vote because it's your votes that help us choose who Miss Double December will be for next year. And the lucky winner will get to spend the entire year with us at all our live events, all our live broadcasts, all our breakfast with, all of our singles parties, of course, the big concerts, the Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas that we do every year. She will be the face and, of course, the body of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, it's because we know that we're not much to look at. So wherever we go, we bring her, and then we've got eye candy, and then people, you know, hey, don't look over here, look over there. That's
she
where
distracts
are.
You.
Right, she distracts everybody. So she is going to be crowned on a week from Friday. December 3rd, we're doing the live show, and you can start voting right now and all through next week. And then next week, we're going to have the girls in on the show. And it's funny because we all kind of pick who we think might win at the beginning.
Right.
And it changes so much depending on the interview, and they have talents. And they have different pictures, or they look different in person. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, Ralph knew the one that I forgot because that's the one he thinks might win.
Well, so, she just caught my eye because she's very striking. And,
yes.
And early on, she was a personal favorite of mine.
Right. But you never know how it's going to turn out. You don't know how the voting's going to go. Right. So it's all just up in the air right now. And
titles
on
have
you.
Been won and lost during the interview portion. When we've had them on the show, we say after an interview, wow, I would not want to spend a year with that bitch. And so,
but not very
or
often.
Or you say, she's
wow,
so funny
she
and
was
charming.
Wonderful. We'd love to have her be part of our show.
Right. But mainly.
So don't be bitches, girls. That's what we're saying.
No.
Mainly it comes down to your votes, though. You can go to KevinandBean.com. You can vote for Miss Double December, Miss Double December 2011. Got those two mixed up.
Double to seven.
It's quicker. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and coming up we have Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Matt Money Smith in, talking sports, and we have writer, actor, director Kevin Smith in as well.
Very cool.
On the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we're going to talk to somebody from the TSA for real. And they're going to give you some insight into what a great day this is going to be today.
I feel so bad for them.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be so fun. Time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
We put a bunch of links up at KevinandBean.com. These are our favorite videos. And some of them just are visual, so we can't really play clips of them. One of them is make your own Four Loko. That's good, because that's what you want, is homemade Four Loko.
Wow, really?
One of them is Dancing with the Stars in Argentina. And let me just say, if this is what Dancing with the Stars was here, I would watch every episode of it. It's unbelievable, because she gets almost entirely naked. It's the sexiest thing I've seen.
Aren't they on a desk at one point or something?
They're on an office desk, and then the host goes crazy, starts kicking stuff over like, oh, I don't know what to do. It's awesome. There's also a woman that slaps a fellow lawmaker over the budget in Argentina. She's just standing there. They're having a conversation, and then, boom, she just lays one on him and turns and walks away.
What an interesting country.
It's good times. Yeah, it really is. Taylor Swift is really good at looking shocked, is what the first one is called that we have highlights
from. Oh, I love this.
And they have taken every single award show, and they have had the isolated camera on Taylor Swift, and they've edited together her reactions, and every single one of them is the same.
With her hand over her mouth.
She puts her hand over her mouth, and then she says something to the effect of, I never thought this would happen. And then, but they put them back to back to back to back, and it's exactly the same in every single one.
How many awards has she won now?
A lot.
100?
Too many to say,
I never thought this would happen.
I never thought this would happen.
I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday.
I can't even believe that this is real.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening right now.
Thank you so much. I didn't know this was going to happen, actually. So,
yeah, the only people that should say I didn't know this was going to happen. Let's face it, you can have low expectations. You can say I didn't think I was going to win.
Right.
But you're one of the five nominees, so it's certainly there's a decent chance it could happen.
And when you've had your, I don't know, third Grammy or whatever it was to say, I never thought this would happen. Well, it's already happened, so let's move past that.
So maybe you could get. It's really fascinating because I never. She always seemed genuine, and maybe she is genuinely surprised.
But it's pretty funny
when you put it back to back. It is pretty good. As you know, I love people with no arms. They're my favorite people in the world. And
I didn't know that.
There is a video of a guy that's sitting on a car in the woods. And he doesn't have any arms, and he's shooting a pistol.
Well, how the heck did he get there, one?
I don't know. One.
And how's he shooting a pistol?
He's shooting a pistol with his feet. And it's one of those, like a 9mm or whatever, they have to pull back to put the bullet in the chamber.
And he can do that?
He does that with his foot. Then he shoots, and then he reloads the clip. He takes a bullet, he puts it in the clip, forces it down, takes another bullet with his feet.
Wow.
He does this.
You load them too, Michael? You don't mind me videoing this, do you? That's wicked.
I videotaped him.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And that's not a guy you want to mess with. And that's why that guy's like, do you mind me videotaping you?
Don't shoot me.
Because you can shoot me. Sarah Silverman is one of the funniest women on the planet. Yes, and this is her Thanksgiving special.
I realized the true meaning of Thanksgiving, that the turkey we kill is a symbol of the Native Americans we killed. God bless America and its greedy, self-righteous heritage. Happy Thanksgiving, dummies.
So that's nice. Aww. I think that's when you should let your family watch as well. Because that's all good.
Right before you sit down.
Kelly Brook, who is a stunning model. Just stunning.
Piranha 3D.
She was in Piranha 3D. She was one of the two girls who was getting naked. And they were motorboating and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was in the underwater scene. And she's been a model in Britain for a long time. And she does... a commercial for camel toe shows.
I was embarrassed by my camel toe. It was so small. Choose from many unique models, including Hidden Valley, The Flying V, Catcher's Mitt, Panty Gobbler, Puffy Taco, Denim Bagel, Lobster Claw, and last but not least, Puppet Mouth.
Yeah, and yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Then for the girl who's lacking.
Then there's I am Harry Potter, and this is Funny or Die, and mm-hmm. it is Daniel Radcliffe, and they're interviewing him about life as Harry Potter and what he's going to do now.
I go from my Harry life when I am me, and then I walk out of the room, and then I am Dan, the actor.
When you're not Dan, you actually are fighting evil spirits?
They're dead. I've done that.
So what does Harry do now that he defeated everybody?
Kind of chills out a lot. And you know, I talk to women. Tell them that I'm Harry. And see where that gets me.
See where that gets me. I hang out. I chill. I talk to women. It's really funny.
It gets him pretty far.
Very self-deprecating. Very funny. We always like to play Jimmy Kimmel Lives this week in unnecessary censorship. So they put in beeps in places that make it sound bad, but they're not bad words that they're beeping out. It's actually completely fine.
This week in unnecessary censorship.
They're a bunch of tough guys, and I try to f*** them well.
I s***ed about 2,400 f***s, and I couldn't thank people enough.
Band's guitarist accidentally f***ed a fan in the face.
You still haven't f***ed me.
You never f***ed me, so don't even try.
You talk about being 13 and f***ing. Did that teach you something?
Yes, of course.
Nice.
This week in unnecessary censorship is always the best. And finally, Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. Yeah. We put this up again because this is Eli Roth. This is a fake trailer in the Grindhouse movies way back. And this is Eli Roth doing the voice as well. But I think they're making the movie. I don't think it comes out till next Thanksgiving, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving, white meat, dark meat, all will be carved. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Come on. You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag. And you can't see some of it, but I just would like to say, out of all the people in the movie, I don't want to be the cheerleader. That's not the person I would want to be. Okay. Because she does the splits.
Yeah.
And there's a knife.
Oh, God. Are you kidding?
Go to KevinandBean.com for the Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Kevin Smith coming up in the next hour, along with Matt Money Smith talking sports. But first, it's time for our man, Adam Carolla. Hello, Adam. How are you today?
Still sick.
Still sick?
It's horrible.
Dude, I had a cold one time that was way worse than yours.
Oh, wait a minute. What about my cold?
Adam is here. He's here for This Week in Rage. He also has a book out that you should definitely buy. It's one of the funniest books I've ever read. It's called In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks.
You've read 2.5 books, but I'm still flattered.
That's true, and yet yours I made it through, which, let's face it, is an accomplishment
it
for
him. It is. He barely does
so,
that.
And he's also going to be doing his first annual Christmas Carolla live show at the McCollum Theater in Palm Springs. That's Wednesday, December 1st, which is a week from today.
If I can kick this AIDS.
Yeah, I don't know. AIDS is not easy to kick, but good luck with that.
I'll give it a shot.
Are you ready for This Week in Rage? Here we go.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
I'm going with the All Thanksgiving This Week in Rage.
Okay.
And tomorrow's the big day. Starting off at 3, working my way down to number 1. No one enjoys the turkey and the football more than the Ace Man, but I have had a, much like the bird is stuffed, I feel like I've had my ass stuffed with the Detroit Lions playing every single Thursday, every Thanksgiving, every year. And they have blown ass since Alex Karras was on that team.
That really is odd. It is, for those of you that don't watch, it is the Detroit Lions every Thanksgiving Day, and it never changes.
And they're eliminated mathematically every year by this time.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
The middle of the season, and it's like saying, well, it's a Thanksgiving it's a Thanksgiving tradition, but you could argue that your uncle coming in from Cincinnati and raping you every Thanksgiving was a tradition. Right. But it's not one we enjoy.
Sometimes they're not good and you need to jettison
it's
them.
It's not a good one.
All right.
There's other teams in the league, right?
Sure.
Those guys seem more than willing to play on a Thursday.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and slot one of the other teams in. And by the way, Detroit, maybe the fact that they know that they're grandfathered in and that they get to just, well, we'll have our big game and we'll sit down there with John Madden and eat that stupid turkey they make with an extra leg. Maybe they lost the eye of the tiger somewhere along the way.
They would make them earn it now.
Someone telling them, you're always going to get one good game on the schedules, made them go, you know what? F it. We don't need to practice that hard.
That's good enough.
So let's do it based on the record. Wouldn't it be awesome if just the teams with the best records got to play on Thanksgiving?
That would be awesome.
All sure. right. Next, number two, I give this word of caution out every year. Let's not overdo it. Let's not get, I don't want Mr. Fancy Pants in the kitchen. I don't want someone going, oh man, have you tried my basil encrusted trout? I don't want that. I don't want to see any jicama. I don't want any mango stuffing. As a matter of fact, I don't even see any raisins anywhere.
Really? Not even raisins?
I agree.
Too exotic. Stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Gravy.
Yeah. You people know the drill.
Sure.
Let's do it. And by the way, we'll eat Thai tomorrow night. You think I'm eating turkey and stuffing every night, and then I come down on Thanksgiving and go, oh, Christ, this again? Jesus.
So stick with the old favorite on this one.
Yes, it should look like a Norman Rockwell painting when I come down there, minus that uncle from Cincinnati.
Right.
But I'm just saying, here's what you do. Take the best. You do the best turkey and the best stuff. You do the best you can do, but that's it. I don't want to eat any bald eagle or any crap like that on Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. We're not burnt out. And you live in L.A., you eat sushi and Mexican more than you eat turkey during the course of the year. Why not? Turkey is exotic to us.
Right.
All right. So let's not overdo it. Jesus,
right,
my
so
voice is horrible. I sound like Brenda Vaccaro.
No. So no Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, and keep it simple with the
trout.
Cooking. All right.
Don't get cute.
All right.
And last but not least, of course, my recipe for the cranberry sauce.
Sure. You love the canned stuff.
No.
What?
No. That's the thing. There should be no place for a can opener. You know, the can opener should be hidden, like the Jews hide the matzah on Thanksgiving or whatever those. I don't know why they're hiding food, those people. And by the way, if you see the Jews, it doesn't look like anyone hid any food from those people. They're a robust. They're a robust group. Or evidently, they found it. And then they found some Dinty Moore stew as well.
Here's what I like about Adam, though. I like this about Adam is that he cares more. If you were to list the things that bother him,
yeah,
1 to 100, number one is canned cranberry sauce. I mean, that is enemy number one.
That's the top.
Right. Two is one of my twins. Three is something about cars. And then fifth is another one of my twins. But I really don't want to say which one. I don't want to anger them.
Sure.
The cranberry sauce, when that can comes out, should be Thanksgiving. Should be a can opener free day. You should not even hear, even if you got to fire it up to get the dog food, you should have to do it out in the garage with a towel over it so nobody hears you.
With a silencer.
That's right.
All right.
Screw on that can opener silencer like a deadly can assassin. That sounds like the world's worst gay bar.
Yes, it does.
Hey, we'll meet for a smart cocktail over the can assassin after the show? Yeah, no problem.
Can assassin.
Cranberry sauce. You buy a sack of cranberries. You dump it into a pot. You put one cup of boiling water in there. You dump in half a cup of sugar. You stir it up for about 3 minutes. You put a lid on it. You turn the flame off, and you're done.
A lot easier to buy a can.
No.
It is easier.
Well, yeah, sure, and it's also easier to head down to Subway and just get 28 turkey subs, wouldn't it? Wouldn't sure. it, smart guy?
All right.
Fear of life. Non-American.
All right.
Yeah.
So real cranberry, that's the most important thing about Thanksgiving.
And let's get the Lions the hell off the television.
I'm with you on that. All right. In 50 years, we'll all be chicks. Adam Carolla's book. You can get it anywhere. Go to adamcarolla.com for tickets to the first annual Christmas Carolla live show, along with every podcast that he does. Adam, you're the best. Feel better. I had a worse cold than you, but I got over it.
No. Was it?
It was worse than you.
It was.
All right. Feel
better.
Hey! Sure what all that is? 106.7 K-Rock is Kiro Q at 7:56. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Hello.
What's going on?
I am. I got
hey,
it
Matt
going
Money
on.
Smith.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What yeah. the? Who okay. let an AM guy in here? Who let an AM guy in here ruins the whole thing.
Boy, I have to talk like an AM guy when I'm on the FM band.
I thought it was just your voice.
Matt, of course, does a wildly successful sports radio broadcast.
Thank you, Ralph.
That I listen to all the time.
Thanks again, Ralph.
However,
I've never heard it.
The hour I listen to, they don't work as hard as the other hours. That's all I know. Here's what I'm listening. They call it the fake hour because they don't want to work that hard. I guess. I suppose that's how it goes.
You're on the end, man.
That's how it works.
Because you guys are nationally syndicated, right?
Yes.
And that first hour was just local here in Los Angeles.
Just local here in L.A. So it's appropriately titled the fake hour.
See?
I like it.
I wouldn't treat us like that, man. You know what's turning away. All right, let's take a look at showbiz news, shall we? Jessica Simpson can't wait to be a mom.
Nope. Mm.
She says as soon as she and her fiance Eric Johnson get married, they want to have kids immediately. Can you imagine her raising children?
Well, look, no.
If you let Brittany have kids, you got to let Jessica Simpson have kids, I suppose.
Yeah, but don't you learn from your mistakes? I mean,
she's the gold standard for poor parenting.
Yes, she is, in my opinion. Eric Johnson, former, who do you play for? Money?
Yaley.
Former Yale, he was a pro player.
Yeah,
too,
he was a 49ers tight end, but smart dude, big brain dude, you know, I think a Rhodes Scholar, as a matter of fact, out there at Yale. So
smart enough to take her for all the money she's got, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Very appropriate match. I'm sure their conversations will be wonderful.
Yeah, she was on the CBS morning show this week talking about how he started to cry when he proposed. And she said, we just sat there and cried together for a while.
Wow.
Dude, it's bad enough you have no balls. She's got all the power in the relationship. She's got the fame and the money. Now you're going to give up your manhood, too?
Am I the only one that gets freaked out when chicks say, I can't wait to have babies, when they're not even married yet?
Yes.
I mean, she just started dating this guy.
He is just a sperm donor in her eyes at this point. That's all she cares about.
Nick, can you hear me? I'm going to get pregnant and pop something out of my vagina.
Yeah. And Nick's saying, I'm keeping Vanessa Minnillo just the way she is. I'm keeping her in mint condition and putting her up on the shelf. It's like my fleshlight.
What?
Oh, Matt, I know you've got little girls.
I do.
You have to be sad to hear that Tangled, the new Disney movie that opens today, the story, of course, Rapunzel, who lets down her hair, will be the last for at least quite a while, the last princess movie Disney plans on making anytime soon.
What the hell, man? Doesn't Rapunzel's mother get killed? Her father has to raise her. She runs into some sort of trouble and is saved by a strapping young man.
That's right.
The kind of stories I want my children to be raised
That's
on.
That's what we need the girls to hear. Apparently, they've got two other movies in the works, one called The Snow Queen, based on a fairy tale, and Jack and the Beanstalk, which is, you know, male-oriented.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm sorry, but they're pulling the plug on both of those.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no more fairy tale movies. I guess they're feeling the pressure from the Pixars and the DreamWorks people who are making high-end animated films that the parents can enjoy along with the kids, so it's not quite as youth-oriented. They're going for a wider market, and I guess Disney's going to follow suit.
Makes sense.
I can see corporate suits. Hey, we got to get them to work on two levels. You know, right now you're working on one
level. Look at Megamind. There's no princesses in Megamind. Toy Story. No princesses in Toy Story.
It was the same story as Despicable Me, and it made $200 million.
That's right.
I need two levels.
Congratulations to, what's her name? Jennifer Grey. Jennifer Grey is the winner of Dancing with the Stars. She held the mirror ball aloft last night.
They win a mirror ball?
It's a mirror ball trophy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She and her partner, Derek Hough,
Derek,
were the winners last night. which is good news, because if Bristol Palin had won, I think there would have been rioting in the streets.
Well, you speak for yourself. I'm going to tell you, the communists won with that big-nosed gray girl getting that trophy. It should have been Bristol Palin.
I think it's the lamestream media that just, don't you know, they just poisoned everybody's brain the way they do with their bleeding hearts, and they didn't even kill a moose.
Stinking communists voting, jamming up them phone lines down here in the South so that gray girl, it's gray. It's like communist gray out there.
Bristol Palin came in third behind Jennifer Gray and then Kyle Massey.
Let's say her mom was not Sarah Palin. Where does Bristol Palin, besides not being on the show, where does she come in the rankings of the dancers? Last?
She would have gone just before Kurt Warner, yeah. I think. That's my guess. 70 million total viewers tuned in over the past 10 weeks.
Jeez.
So making it the highest rated Dancing with the Stars season in its history. That's 11 seasons worth right there.
Wow.
Season 12 kicks off in the spring, Kevin, so you want to circle your calendar and get ready for it.
Yeah. Levi Johnson?
Levi Johnson.
Probably.
This is top-notch gay.
Adrian Brody's a smart dude.
Nose.
Yes, he has a big nose, but he's a smart dude. Apparently, he did a film in Italy, and his salary wasn't completely paid out by the producers.
Okay.
They paid him $1 million, but they still owe him around $600,000. And so he has taken them to court and now officially has got a restraining order against the film.
Against the film he's in?
Yes. They can't release the movie. They can't put his likeness on the cover of a DVD. They can't put on the poster until he gets the money back.
Way to go.
Wow.
Stick it to the man.
He's holding the film hostage.
That boy Brody.
Those filthy Italians.
Which is very wise.
Wow.
Now, the producers are saying they overestimated how much they would get from the sale of the film because Adrian Brody was in it. So it's actually his fault. He's not a big enough star for them to get the money they thought they were going to make.
But they don't get to change their minds
nice
later.
Try.
Yeah, yeah, Brody, you suck.
They already promised him a certain amount of money, and so he's holding fast, and good for him. Apparently it's working out well.
Are you not entertained?
Wrong one. Keep going.
Nope, I have no idea what that means, but Amy Winehouse has a new friend. That's good, because I think Amy can use all the friends she can get.
Is its name Heroin?
That's an old friend. That's an old friend. She's got a new friend from some time she spent down in the Caribbean. She was there at the local hotel, and she made good pals with a spider monkey that was roaming around the grounds of the hotel.
Oh, good.
Sounds
very
stable. They make great pets.
Now she's having her people contact the folks back home in England to see if she can transport the monkey back with her so she could have it as a full-time pet in her home in England. Amy says she would love to bring the monkey back with her. She's already taught the monkey how to tie off her arm and shoot her up. And if you've got all the time and expense of training a monkey to do that, yeah, you don't want to leave it behind.
That's
I can
true.
See why. Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Connolly. Very funny Scottish actor and comedian. He is 68 years old today. Colin Hanks from Roswell is 33 years old. Katherine Heigl celebrates her 32nd birthday. And Sarah Hyland. Ouch, that bell sounds sick.
You know.
That Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. She is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Kevin Smith coming up on the program, as well as a TSA spokesman.
Oh, that poor bastard.
He's having a good day today. I know that. We were talking, Alex, our producer, was talking to him. He was just getting beat down. Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you okay.
The only job worse than his is working at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
At this time of year, it's got to be the worst two gigs in the world.
Don't get trampled.
Just don't get trampled.
Either, on either job.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Goal.
That's the voice of Matt Money Smith. Hey, Matt.
Hey. Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm great.
Communism.
How are you?
We are good.
Calvin Ford. Thanksgiving Day sale.
I need some help on my NFL picks, man. I'm not doing well in my pool.
Here's the greatest thing. Usually you just get, you used to get two games on Thanksgiving. You
yep.
get the Lions and in Dallas. And now with the NFL Network's Thursday schedule, we get a third game
third
on Thanksgiving.
Third one. Yeah, it's, well, and I think, part of that is that the old people, and we love old people on the Kevin and Bean
oh,
show.
Sure. More than anything.
They're the best.
They are reluctant to get rid of the tradition that is the Cowboys and Lions have to play on Thanksgiving. So what happens is you get these, you know, you have the greatest time. We've had this conversation.
But wait a minute.
It's the greatest holiday.
But let me stop you right there.
What?
So why doesn't the NFL go, oh, well, we're going to put on an NFL game people will watch?
Because they're fearful that the traditionalists will squawk too loud and people will freak out that, you know, what was this nice little package that they're used to. They wake up on Thanksgiving morning, they have their coffee, they flip on the TV, and there's the Lions. Boom!
Right.
There's the Lions. And they're afraid that if they break that tradition, people are going to be upset.
Especially people in Detroit would probably
upset. You know, that's their Thanksgiving in Detroit. That's their Thanksgiving in Dallas. It's what they do. But sadly, for the rest of the country, you know, we're out by the mid-first quarter. You know, this is supposed to be our day, a man's day. We sit on a couch. We watch football. The women enjoy being in the kitchen and cackling with one another because they're cooking together.
Yep, we love that.
Yeah, you really
so
do.
Much
oh,
fun.
Come on,
Matt
Lisa.
Smith we love that you're nowhere there.
They do. The women actually enjoy being in the kitchen that day. That's their spot. Our spot's the living room.
Right.
On your ass.
That's right. We watch the football, and they bring us our food, and we eat it.
It's the perfect holiday.
But the damn games stink. Yeah, and, there has been a movement the last, I don't know, I'd say 2-3 years that you ought to be able to, have a flex in the schedule. So those games, which are just premier real estate because of, think about what it is. It's grandfather, it's three generations sitting on the couch watching the TV. You ought to give them a good game.
And the ratings would be huge.
Huge. Instead,
if they had a good game.
Yeah, instead it's the Lions that have been second to the Raiders, the worst team over the last half decade. I just want to make sure I got that in there. Second to the Raiders.
Yeah, sure.
The Raiders have been the worst team the last half decade, but second to that have been the
but
Lions.
But the Raiders aren't featured every Thanksgiving.
No.
The Lions are.
You know why? Because the Raiders stink. That's why they're not featured every Thanksgiving. So
Matt Money Smith speaks.
So you get the Lions and Cowboys. I think a pair of teams that have 5 wins combined here in late November is those two games.
But they're not playing each other.
No, they're playing separately.
Okay. No. Okay. So, and you know what? The Cowboys-New Orleans game ought to be pretty good. You know,
the Cowboys
have been playing better lately, so that'll be all right. But the Lions are just going to get their heads kicked in by the Patriots. It's going to be a 1.5-quarter watch.
Since they've already broken the seal and now there is a variety of games on Thursdays that you can see, thanks to NFL Network, this should be an easy fix now.
Yeah, I think so. And I like this idea. One of the theories out there, or one of the ideas that's being floated out there is, teams have to have consecutive winning seasons in order to be given the Thanksgiving game that year.
Makes great sense.
Right?
Yeah,
and
I like it.
So, but then again, like I said, you get all the traditionalists, Detroit and Dallas, and that's what Thanksgiving is.
What are the traditionalists going to do? They're going to go to another NFL and watch? I mean, just give them whatever games they...
It's the only game in town.
And watch Quidditch.
Seriously. Yeah,
go up to the Home Depot Center and watch Quidditch live on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. All right, so you got your New England-Detroit. That's tomorrow.
That's your suicide pick right there, by the way, if you got one.
Yeah. Unless you want to save it, because that's two. That's almost
6.5, yeah.
New Orleans at Dallas, and then you've got Cincinnati at the Jets. That's the game on the NFL Network.
Yeah,
all three games.
To quote Terrell Owens, we're terrible.
We're terrible. We're just terrible. I'll look you in the eye and tell you we are terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
And the Jets are good. And hey, here in Southern California, people like Mark Sanchez, hell of a quarterback at the USC there. And,
what's wrong with Cincinnati? They've got, you got Owens.
Yep.
On paper.
You got his buddy on the other side.
Chad Ochocinco.
You got Carson Palmer.
Yep. Hell of a quarterback.
They should have a powerhouse offense.
They should. And I think the problem is that they had a first place schedule. Last year they came. They were in last place. So the way the NFL works is the following year you get a first place schedule, second place schedule based on your finish the year prior. So if you have a first place schedule, you're playing all the other first place teams from the year before.
Right.
Whereas last year when they made that great run, they had the last place schedule. That's why there's so much parity and why all these teams get flipped out in the playoffs every year because of the way the schedules are made based on the year prior.
Yeah.
Really, it's quite brilliant the way they've done that.
You guys brought up Terrell Owens. He made a comment on his chat or T.O. Chosinko. Or whatever it is over there on Versus.
You actually watch that?
I do not, but I heard a clip.
I was gonna say.
And I thought it brought up something where, Ben Roethlisberger got essentially bitch slapped on Sunday.
Yeah, by Richard Seymour.
Right.
Raiders.
And he flopped to the ground, but no one on his team really stepped up to defend him.
They hate him.
And I'm thinking if that happened to Tom Brady or Mark Sanchez or any other quarterback, really, there would be a pile of guys beating up Richard Seymour.
They hate him. No, his teammates hate him.
They hate him that much.
They do not like Ben Roethlisberger at all. Yeah. They think he's a self-entitled P. And they have no interest in sticking up for him. And that was one of the things that the Steelers, were kicking around when this latest incident went down there. And I think it was Georgia. Is he worth it? He's a good quarterback. He's hard to find in the NFL.
It's hard to find good quarterbacks.
Won a couple Super Bowls.
How do you jettison him?
Yeah, and that's the question. I think because they had so much success without him, that makes it a little bit easier. But it wasn't because of their quarterback play that they had all that success. It's because their defense is so good. But he's a giant D-bag. Right. Just put that out there. Just put that out there.
All right.
You know, I came bearing gifts.
What?
Yes. Yes. What? It's Thanksgiving.
You have gifts?
So, yeah, it's a little piece of audio that I brought to you guys. You know, I'm doing the play-by-play now. I'm actually doing the USC-Notre Dame game this weekend.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, very excited.
I've heard you say that. I never am able to find it. But
you know what? Because it's a national feed.
Right.
They embargo the old USC.
Every time I say, hey, money, where can I find you?
I am not done yet.
National feed.
Mike, did you hear me this past weekend?
SAP, secondary channel.
Don't even waste your time, because two weekends I've called and texted Kevin. I'll be like, right now, Matt's on 7, 9, 7.
No, I never got those calls.
I was on my Iowa Ohio State game from Saturday, was on here in LA on 570. And a week from Saturday, I'll be calling what I think is probably the biggest game in the country, the Civil War between Oregon State and Oregon. If Oregon wins, they'll be going to the national championship.
Yeah, that's a big game.
It's in Corvallis.
But that one's not
that
on
will
the radio.
Be on here in LA. You'll be able to hear me. I think it's at noon.
There it is. But it's like right short wave.
In
it's
like
set,
short wave.
Like a ham radio set or something.
Channel 17 on the CB.
In your right hand, you hold up a roll of Reynolds aluminum foil. Right. In your left hand, you grab your CB and just key it to channel 19. And in your brain, you will hear my play-by-play call. But this is the longtime play-by-play announcer from Florida International University.
Okay.
In a contest against Arkansas State. And apparently their quarterback got his head knocked off when they were already down by 6 touchdowns. And he wasn't happy that there was no flag thrown on the play.
Right.
So this is his call and his commentary about his great displeasure over that result.
Fantastic.
I cannot believe that. You can't. I mean, it took him a while to get into the flag.
Wow, he is defenseless! Hey! Don't you understand? Throw a flag!
Third down! Cooey throws over the middle behind the receiver, incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 3. Van Camp took a helmet-to-helmet shot regardless, even if he wasn't in his slot.
You know what? I don't really care if you people look at me in the press box. You know what? That's a flag. And I'll fight any one of you if you want it. That's the mood I'm in at the moment.
It is! Yeah, it is!
Wow.
He went to the I'll fight all of you.
I'll fight all of you.
The guy getting 86 from the bar by the bouncer on the way. Yes, sir, I'll fight all of you!
I love that
now,
so much.
So I'm trying to hone my craft.
Are you
know, I'm trying to get better. So
I'm bringing all that passion to your broadcast.
I'm just kind of canvassing the nation to follow all the legendary voices doing play-by-play.
Dude, you're boring professionalism.
Bombing on the table.
That's a homer right there, that guy.
That is good times.
Pretty
right
great,
there.
Huh?
Oh, man.
I cannot believe that. You can't.
I mean,
it
took him a while to get into the flag.
He is defenseless. Hey! Don't you understand? Throw a flag!
And then he's got to collect himself. Third down!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Matt Money Smith in the studio.
Yeah.
We have Kevin Smith on the way. It's the Smith Hour.
Yeah. It is. All Smiths all the time.
That's correct. Matt Money Smith, of course, does an AM talk show on sport. Sometimes on sports.
Yeah. Very rarely.
He occasionally mentions sports.
Every now and then.
Every now and
then. And when he does, it's usually soccer.
A lot of soccer talk. Tottenham Hotspur in a Champions League.
Oh,
hell of a comeback against Arsenal. Down 2-0, win 3-2.
They won 3-2. I saw that game.
Take that, you Gooners.
I saw that game, too.
Real quick, I happened to be up super early on a weekend, and I looked up the TV, and I saw that the Tottenham Hotspurs were on TV. And
Hotspur.
Hotspur, sorry. We're on it like 5:45 in the morning on a Saturday.
That's what time I woke
up. And I thought to myself, does Matt Money Smith wake up to watch these games?
Or does he TiVo it? Because I TiVo him.
What would be less embarrassing for me to say right now?
Neither.
No, TiVo
either
would be
taking
less.
Taking the time to record
watching it
live.
Sometimes there's a biological clock ticking in your head.
Wow.
It just tells you.
So you
hey,
up.
Mate, you gonna
soccer.
Get up.
Oh,
the hot sparrow on right now. You better get up. It's 6 minutes through the first half of the I'm gonna pitch the freaking out. And I just roll out of bed and sprint downstairs. Now,
maybe there's an accent show on that time or two you can check out. Maybe you check on that.
That would probably help, bro. You know, I actually have a tremendous, I don't want to call them an odds maker, but a professional. With the three games tomorrow, I figured we'd call them up.
I need help with my
picks.
And
we would get there. Kevin, you said you wanted the pick, so I got this number here.
You have an expert? Okay,
great.
And I figured we'd bring him on.
Good news.
And make the picks for the people out there.
Is it just for tomorrow?
Just for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just for tomorrow. Thanksgiving.
We're
going to have a lot of time.
I'm going to do a three-game parlay for tomorrow.
Parlay.
Yep, there we go. Three-team parlay.
I like it.
Hunter pays you $760, I think.
That's funny. You would know that immediately. Who are we calling?
About Turkey Talk Line, Mary speaking.
Oh, Mary, sweet Jesus. Thank goodness you're there. I just moved to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I have a turkey farm. My wife, she insisted this be the year that we do a fresh turkey as opposed to one of the frozen ones. So as you can hear, I'm in the middle of the field. I'm totally out of my own element. I'm from the South Bay in Southern California. And I got these turkeys all over the place. How do I catch this thing? I didn't think they could fly.
I don't even think you want to do that. I think you want to go back where you came from and go to the grocery store and go get yourself a butterball turkey, and you're going to be so much better off. You'll just be amazed.
Mary, God willing, if I could sprint into the house right now and hand the phone to my beloved wife, Bertha, I swear I'd have you tell her that, but she insists I have to do this. Do you please? You have to know. What do I do?
You know what? You have to be a little tough here, and you have to go in the house and just say, hey, you want this? You go do it.
Now, Mary, understand, I've got a stock pot full of 2 gallons of water with salt dissolved, and I am ready to brine this bird. I just have to catch the damn thing. Mary, help, Mary. Mary.
Yeah?
Mary, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
You.
Butterball turkey.
Man.
The hell's Thanksgiving without the butterball turkey hotline on the Kevin and Bean Show, you communist?
Wow. Behind the scenes, Bean has turned his back on it.
Up here.
I finally talked him into turning his back on it, so that was a complete surprise.
And thousands upon thousands of listeners were disappointed that we weren't doing the call this year.
That one actually was better than most, so I think we're going to have to replace Bean, and now I'm in.
I got to come back.
as long as money does it, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't have the composure of Bean, the stoic
neither does
demeanor.
Ralph.
But
the turkey started laughing. That was the first year I've ever laughed during the call.
Turkey started laughing.
It was just the fact that he was using his jacket as the feathers.
My wings.
Oh,
sounded
gosh.
Realistic.
Method acting.
That's right.
That was spectacular.
Wow, F you.
Yeah.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to talk to our old friend Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin Smith.
Good morning. I apologize for not being there, but last night at Smod Castle, we had a show that went from 9 till about 1 in the morning. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was Neil Gaiman and Amanda Palmer, the chick who was half of the Dresden Dolls.
Right.
And still is half of the Dresden Dolls. Came out and performed, man, and you could have gotten laid in that room last night. Anybody could have. So much sexual energy, and it was like being in college, going to an arts college. It was like going to a class in Fame. It was one of those things. We half expected the whole place to spill out onto Santa Monica Boulevard.
Sure.
I start dancing on cars.
And at some point, it had to enter your mind, like, oh, it's 11:30, it's midnight, and you're like, forget it, I don't care.
Yeah, we just kept
go all night.
You get people in front of a mic who like don't mind being there or are really good at holding that mic, not just physically holding it. That helps too, stance and whatnot. But just holding the room, you just want to let them go. That chick sang like nobody's business. She's like an artist, man. And then he gets up and reads, and he's got this wonderful voice, and the stuff he writes is so awesome. And it's funny. You sit there going, wow, I've forgotten. Like I haven't been read to in a long time. There's something really nice and comforting about somebody reading you a story. I mean, we're so used to watching our entertainment now.
Yeah.
But just being simply read a story, I don't know, it was really kind of, gave me the warm and fuzzy.
It's lucky that you weren't there because you don't like to talk, so that's good that you didn't have anything to say. I'm sure.
Kevin, we were talking yesterday about how many podcasts you're on. How many do you...
Lots and lots at this point. I mean, on the network, man, I think we do 8 a week now.
8 a week.
That are regulars, like 8 consistent a week, and then there are kind of fill-in shows. So I'm in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 8 regulars, and then 1, 2, 3 of the 4 kind of also shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of talk, man. I'm putting a lot on the record. I somewhere deep inside, I must know I'm going to be dying soon.
That's
and I'm
your
like,
theory.
I must vomit out all this. I have so much to say.
I have to get it all out soon.
I guess. But it's been cool, man. And the good thing is all free. Smodcast.com. It's all free.
Yeah, that's something. That's a whole new way of getting entertainment, I'll tell you that.
But you guys do the same thing. You do the same thing on a regular basis.
But
that's the thing. When people go, you guys do a show, this many shows, or every week you do a show.
I'm right, like, but ours aren't interesting or funny.
You're crazy. When I'm on, they are.
That's correct. Yeah.
Beauty is, on this show, Kevin, is that we do a little chunk of something, and then there's a song and commercials, or we get long breaks.
Can regroup.
The podcast is just, it's like a marathon. We're sprinters, and you're a marathon runner.
It's relentless, man. I like talking. I'm probably going to lose the tongue to tongue cancer. There's some punishment waiting out there.
Hey, wow. Dr. Doom, wow, why don't you just relax?
I'm Catholic, dude. That's how they raise it.
It's all good.
Jesus loves you, but he's out for revenge because they hung him on a cross once.
All right, tell us about Hollywood Babylon, because that's the one you do with Ralph.
Me and Ralph, we had this idea to do a show. Well, Ralph had this idea to do a show where we go and talk about Hollywood. I don't know where he got the idea. He said, let's go out and beat showbiz. And I was like, that sounds familiar. we tried to do the show at K-Rock, and they were just like, nobody wants to hear you two idiots talk.
Literally, that's literally what they said.
It was kind of that. I was like, okay, moving on. So when we opened Smodcastle, Ralph suggested, let's do the show there. And I said, yeah, man, you want to do it? And we started, I guess it was 13 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And every show sold out consistently. And it was in a 50-seat room. We put it up online. It's built up to like 100,000 downloads per episode. It's people dig it. It's a fun, digestible show. You don't have to like me to get into it. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I don't like Kevin Smith. Because Ralph carries most of the show.
What if you don't like Ralph, though? Then do you carry
you're
it?
Totally screwed. Yeah. That's my problem. Is I like Kevin Smith, but I don't like Ralph Garman.
Yeah, I know.
We've enjoyed a good deal of success with it in its brief run. And we kind of got too big for the room, so to speak.
Sure.
Because you got a lot more people wanting to go every week, and you're selling out 50 in minutes, 50 seats. So the John Lovitz Comedy Club was good enough to kind of invite us up to City Walk. And for dudes like me and Ralph, that's like being called up to the big leagues, being called up to the show.
It's an actual comedy club.
Yeah. Smith and I were saying, to be a headliner in a real comedy club, it's kind of a dream come true for both of us.
Oh, no doubt. And it's, you know, it's scary and exciting, and it's like way more seats, but... You know, it's at the same time you're in a place where you're drawing from people that don't, you know, aren't necessarily there to see you.
Right.
But they're up there anyway at City Walk, and they're like, well, you know, I was going to go dance in the fountains as they shot up.
But right. It's cold, so.
But instead, I'm going to do that. Believe me, and I think that's right across from where we are, right? Those fountains.
Right by the fountains, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we don't get enough people on Friday, I'm going to go out there and take off the clothes, dance in the fountain.
Really?
I'm a busk.
Yeah. That'll bring them in. That'll bring them in, Kevin.
That'll bring attention, that's for sure.
And you can drink at this place, too. That's good.
Food and booze.
That's the big plus. Yeah. At Smodcastle, Ralph was the only one drinking.
Yes.
And the audience was forced to watch. And there's nothing sadder than watching a lonely man drink.
Yeah,
so
true.
Now, here, everyone gets
everybody can drink, yeah.
We can all be sad.
Now, are you starting this Friday night?
Yeah, it's right after Thanksgiving.
This Friday night, 8 o'clock. At the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk.
And it's a big night because we want to do a good showing, not only for, you know, for us, but for the club. We want to prove that, you know, we're a draw and we can bring people in, and we want as many people to enjoy the evening as possible. So we really like to invite a bunch of people to come down and
come
see the
join
show.
Me. I'm
yeah, Lisa
there.
May's going to come.
Yep.
Lisa, you going to come?
Totally.
Yeah. This is one of those weekends, too, where you have a lot of people over and you go, what should we do?
Yeah.
And then no one can agree, and it sucks. And you know, let's go see a movie. I don't want to see that movie.
Well, this show may not be for grandma and grandpa.
Yes, it is.
And it may not be for the kids.
Old people love swearing, cussing, and talk about Angelina Jolie just as much as the young people.
That's correct.
It is. Even if you're on the fence about it, if you're like, I don't know, just go listen to it. Go to Spodcast and listen to an episode.
Oh, there you go.
I guarantee you, 20 minutes in, you're like, I want to be there. Because if this is what it's like without booze, imagine how much fun it's going to be if we're all drenched in booze.
Drinking booze does help in the enjoyment of any program.
Tickets are available at BabylonKev.com.
Or tickets are also available at BabylonRalph.com.
Look at you guys.
You just get married.
He's in a pod.
You just get married.
Kermit and Foggy.
$7 for valet parking. You can't beat it there at Universal, by the way. $7 to park.
Yeah, that's great.
I've called that a sweet deal, and somebody online said, are you seriously trying to tell me that $7 for valet parking is a good deal or a plus? And I was like, yeah, man, I always pay $20.
Yeah, really? You
that's
do.
Right.
I don't know where this person was, but I'm like, what fantasy world do you live in where you get out of valet with $7?
I think if you park yourself, it's like $10.
It's true. No, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's true. Yeah. So this is a deal. So you can see Kevin Smith. You you can see Ralph. It's Friday night, and then it's every Friday night, correct? 8 o'clock at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk.
Totally. And if you don't want to see us, just go up and use the valet parking, because that's a deal.
That's a great deal. Have a drink, and then
go to a theater or something. Just go
get
see a movie.
Cinnabon or something. That's good.
That's good enough. Kevin Smith, you're the best. Thank you.
You guys rock. I'll see you.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, now I got Disney mad at me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you said there was going to be no more...
No more fairy tales?
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. L.A. Times actually said it.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
And according to my pals over there at Disney, that was an erroneous report. Here's the statement posted on Ed Catmull's Facebook page. He is the president of Walt Disney Animation Studios.
Okay. So Disney, he would know.
Regarding the headline was in L.A. Times, was Disney Animation is closing the book on fairy tales. Disney fairy tale is not a thing of the past. I feel important to set the record straight that they are alive and well at Disney and continue this week with a contemporary retelling of a much-loved story, Tangled, which, of course, as we mentioned, is Rapunzel. We have a number of projects in development with new twists that the audiences will be able to enjoy for many years to come. So apparently, Disney still planning on doing their fairy tale animated films as well as other projects, but the fairy tale is alive and well at Disney.
Because you were sobbing earlier this morning.
I was upset.
Crying.
Tale as old as time. Beauty and the Beast. That makes me cry, that movie, Beauty and the Beast. It's a sweet film. Anyway, so Disney fans, take heart. No worries. Fairy tale's alive. Now, if Mickey would call his lawyers off, I would appreciate it. Because once Mickey and Minnie start suing us,
you don't want to get them on the wrong side of them.
It's craziness. Oh, Rachel McAdam. All everyone's talking about is Rachel McAdam's butt. I don't know how this clip from Morning Glory got on the internet, but it apparently has blown up, much like her panties. Her butt is the talk of the internet this week. In Touch magazine is reporting that the clip of her in Morning Glory wearing nothing but panties is a sensation.
You know, it's weird.
It's a lot of attention for an actress's butt.
It's weird, too, because it's not really all of her butt. She is wearing panties.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of ass.
It's a spectacular ass.
Hey, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not fully nude, and usually that's what takes off like crazy.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little bit of the mystery, a little bit of the something left in the imagination. That
and the fact that she doesn't really do that.
That's true.
She's
I honestly think it's that the size of that ass, you just can't believe that that's Rachel McAdams. You think it's like some Puerto Rican car show model.
It's Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, and but it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's probably not her.
Well, I don't know. We were talking earlier if it was a butt double, but...
She's not saying anything. The studio's not saying anything. From the clip, it looks like it's her.
Sure does.
She does have her back to the camera. But
I'd like to believe it's her.
I choose to believe it's her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Grey's Anatomy. TV Guide magazine has announced that Grey's Anatomy is going to do a musical episode.
Well, where would they ever get that idea from?
Well, it's not from Glee. I'll have you know that, Kevin.
Oh, good.
Creator Shonda Rhimes says she was not inspired by Glee.
The show that's on now
where everyone sings. No. She says she was inspired by an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer years ago where they sang.
Okay.
Did you just catch that in reruns, Shonda? Is that where it came from?
Maybe it was Cop Rock. Maybe she was into Cop Rock.
She was inspired by Cop Rock.
Remember that for 2 months when they had the cop show? It was terrible.
Actresses Sarah Ramirez, who won a Tony for performing on stage, and Chandra Wilson on Broadway in Chicago, they're looking forward to it. They will be singing several musical numbers, but some of the actors deciding to opt out.
That's probably a good thing.
I think apparently Patrick Dempsey has decided he will not be singing up and down the hallways of a hospital anytime soon. So. Did you just call that episode "The Shark Has Jumped"?
Yeah, that's the
or
way
we
it
have
seems
jumped
to be.
The shark, or however.
Although
that
I have read things this season that show has
been
strong,
great.
And I don't watch it, so I don't know.
It's
know.
Been great.
I know.
That's all you need to hear. Is Lisa saying it's been great? And you know, it's
let me put that in
time to
very
get,
dramatic.
Time to get into the carpool lane and drive down to Brothers
that
and Sistersville.
Show too.
And look at those carpoolers. Men in trees as you drive.
Automatically go against things to automatically go against that Lisa likes.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Congratulations to Jennifer Grey. She, of course, was the winner of Dancing with the Stars last night. Season 11 finale was broadcast last night, and she was the big winner. After her came Kyle Massey. Not familiar with him.
Me either.
He was in second place. And Bristol Palin, the much ballyhooed Bristol Palin, who was longer in the competition than a lot of people thought. She came in at third. Now, here's the interesting thing. Jennifer almost didn't make it to the final round last night. She ruptured a disc in her back.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yesterday morning, doctors patched her up and shot her up enough that she was able to dance.
Wow.
And so she finished up and won the whole thing. She's like the Brett Favre of dancing.
I have a problem because I saw Jennifer Grey, you know, in video clips from winning the show.
Yes.
And she looks good.
She does look good.
So I had private time to her. But she looks almost exactly like Lisa May now that she's had the nose
She
job.
Does look very similar to Lisa
I've
May.
I've heard that, yeah.
Stunning how much. It's uncanny. Yeah. Now, I've already...
Did it get mixed in your mind?
Yeah. Like, and then I'm like, am I doing this to Jennifer Grey?
Am I doing it
because Jennifer Grey looks like Lisa May and I've always wanted...
Maybe it's just the essence of Lisa May that you were actually attacking there.
Yeah. I'm just picturing you.
Sorry, Lisa.
Would you like Lisa to dance a little bit for you right here, right now, so you can compare the two images?
Can you do
the tango or whatever it is they did last night?
The two-step.
Do the rumpa. That's what you could do. That's what he'd like to see you do, the rumpa. Not the rumba, but the rumpa. If you know what I'm saying.
We
should talk to people who've done that with Lisa May in mind. That's what we should do. We should do a call-in topic.
If you...
Just people in general, have you ever...
Start talking to me.
Yeah.
If you have used Lisa May as inspiration in your private time...
Email us and then we'll...
We would like to hear your stories.
This is our call-in topic.
Not right now. We don't have time for it today.
Lisa May, spank bang!
But we'll do it. We'll do it soon.
Look at Omar work on that jingle. I told you I had a very powerful dream. Sex dream with Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I had a sex dream about you, too.
It was hard for me to look at her for the next couple days because that's how vivid it was. It was one of those where you're like, wow, that was a little too real. That was a little too... made an imprint.
That was that good, day. Right?
Yeah.
She knows tricks.
She does know tricks.
The thing about
the
her.
West Side Glaze.
Oh, the West Side Glaze. That was great.
That's her specialty.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Connolly, very talented Scottish actor and comedian. He is 68 years old.
She
today.
Does not like the Arabian goggles, though.
No.
I can tell you that. Colin Hanks of the Good Guys over there on Fox is 33.
Get her drunk, she'll do the chocolate pizza.
Is that right?
Oh, Katherine Heigl, really speaking of Grey's Anatomy, she celebrates her 32nd birthday. Really? You're done? I thought I was leaving a room for,
Keith?
What, you mean Lisa May?
Something else.
No, we're out.
You mean her doing the Greek sandwich?
There we go. And actress Sarah Hyland from Modern Family is lovely and talented.
We got to get
a new bell.
You killed the bell.
Mike's sitting on it trying to get in.
In the 80s, she did the sloppy deck chair. But.
She is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Today, of course, we made the announcement earlier this morning about Miss Double December. We've been taking applications for quite some time, and this morning we narrowed it down to 10 people. And we put it online so that you can now go see the 10 finalists and vote.
Yes.
Starting today, all through the weekend. And then on Monday, we're going to start having the girls in. Probably two at a time. We're going to have to because then a week from Friday is our, we're going to crown Miss Double December.
We'll interview them, get a chance to listen to what they have to say, judge their personalities as well as their beauty online, and then place your vote.
The finalists are up online, kevinandbean.com. Taryn is one of them.
Yes.
She she looks like a Southern California girl. Wearing a cowboy
sporty.
Hat in a bikini top.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of questions, too. If you click on the picture, their questions and answers will come up. So you can kind of get a feeling for what they would do, what they would be, you know, whatever. If you were a porn star, for example, what would your made-up stage name be?
Mm-hmm.
And she says it would be Naomi. It's I Moan Backwards.
Oh, nice.
See? Naomi Backwards is I Moan.
See?
Gotcha. Yeah.
You've got Amy. She's a banker in Orange. A banker. Can you imagine? I've been to banks. I've never seen anyone that looks like her.
We always get a few really hot professionals.
If I did, I go to that woman's window every time. You know, you stand in line, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
Is that a euphemism?
She's available. No, I'm serious. We've got Daryl Lee, who is one of our finalists.
Daryl Lee?
You
get in here right now.
She's from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hey.
You know who else comes from South Africa?
I do.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, they raise them good over there.
They raise them good. Linda is one of our finalists. You can find these at kevinandbean.com. She's a grad student. Let's see.
I like her porn star name, Buffy Normandy. Ladies and gentlemen, Buffy Normandy. She's storming your beach, boys.
One of the other finalists is Lori. I'm not sure that she counts as double D, as it looks like.
She's larger than that.
She's a quadruple D. Is there such a thing?
I don't think so.
Mm.
She would have to be an F.
She's an E or an F, probably.
Yeah.
Tiffany is one of the finalists. She's from Riverside. She's a waitress. And if you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? Memoirs of the Virginity Snatcher.
Yeah. I guess she likes her fellas inexperience.
I like it.
So, all right.
She's doing you a favor, fellas.
Ashley is one of the finalists. She's an event planner. She Let's see. If you could have one superpower and why, it would be shape-shifting. Why would she want to shift away from the shape she's in?
She could take the shape of anything and then go back to that shape.
Yeah, I guess. But come on now. Look at the shape she's in.
I know. It's a good shape. I'm just saying she could take another shape. She could look like something else, like a wolf or something, and then she'd go back to being that.
There's Kelly. She's a student and a receptionist. The autobiography title would be Sweet Double D Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Which is accurate.
Her porn star, Chandelier LaBouche. Come on! That's the greatest porn name ever. I'd read anything starring Chandelier LaBouche.
Michelle is one of the finalists as well, and I'm not sure she qualifies in the double D category either. Look at that.
We have an embarrassment of riches this year.
She's spilling over.
She's got at least G's, maybe H's. Christine is the one that we left off a little earlier this morning.
I left her off. I didn't.
No,
I made
you didn't.
Sure that she got in.
Yeah, it was funny because I wasn't counting, and Ralph...
I wasn't either.
And Ralph wasn't either,
I'm
but
just
he's like...
waiting to hear.
Hey, you didn't say Christine, did you?
Waiting to hear the name.
Yeah, so she apparently is one of the finalists as well.
She's a psychology student.
Let Mike have that paper.
I think she goes to school at Fullerton. Her autobiography title would be, I Know Why the Caged Whore Sings.
All right.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Sally Swallows. I don't understand that.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Hmm. We also asked all the girls if there was a new dessert named after you, what delicious ingredients would be in it. And Christine says it would be a red velvet cupcake mix made with bourbon and vanilla frosting sprinkled with atomic fireballs and warheads.
Sounds like the best dessert ever. So we know our favorites, but we don't really get a vote. So you can go to the website all weekend long, kevinandbean.com, click on Miss Double December, you click on their picture, all of their information comes up, and you can vote as many times as you want.
Okay.
And then next week, we'll start having them in every day, and then a week from Friday, we're having our big Miss Double December, and it's going to be live at the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton, and it's always a good time.
We ask you to bring an unwrapped, brand new toy to give to the Marines down there, because they will be there representing Toys for Tots, or as we like to call it, Toys for Tatas.
Oh!
To get you into the event, you're welcome to come down, but we really request that you bring a toy that we can give some underprivileged kids a happy, merry Christmas.
And you know what's really cool? One year it was pouring raining, and there was a long line of people outside, and they wanted to get in, but they couldn't because it was too full. But they had all brought toys, so they left the toys, giant piles of toys, and went to work or wherever. That was so cool.
Yeah. We have great listeners.
They didn't even get in, but they brought the toys, so they left it for the Marines and their Toys for Tots program. So.
There's no reason for the kids to suffer because we're douchebags and didn't let you in.
Right.
Which I thought was nice.
So that was very cool. So do it again. It's a week from Friday, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton. It's going to be loud. All of the women are going to be there. They're going to be performing their talents.
We have three sections to the pageant. We have the...
Nude?
No, we don't have nude. That's not one of the sections. We've got the swimsuit.
Close.
Yeah. Okay. In some of them, that's just about nude because they're tiny, tiny, tiny swimsuits.
We've got the interview portion where we will talk to them and get to know them personally a little bit. They won't be nude. They'll be wearing their club wear then, their evening wear, what they would go out to have a good time. And then the third section, of course, is not nude and it's not a shower.
Yes, we have them shower. That's a good
idea. It's the talent portion where they get to show off what special skills they have.
In the shower.
They don't do it in the shower.
Well, we need to make some changes.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
We have to keep this at least NC-17.
That's a week from Friday, but you can vote now and all weekend long at Kevin and Bean.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:38. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph was here for a fun look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, congratulations to the Travoltas. John Travolta and his wife Kelly Preston welcome a new baby into the world. Benjamin is his name.
Mr. Carter.
It's my bad Barbarino impression.
Yep.
A bad impression from a sitcom from 40 years ago.
It has everything going for it.
It really does. That's the way to send everybody off into the holidays.
Start the new file, my friend.
You said brain damage Christopher Walken, I believe.
That's what it sounds like when you do Barbarino, yeah. Congratulations to those guys. Of course, they've been through a lot. They lost their son, Jet, not too long ago. So this is some nice news for that family. Also nice news for Gabriel Aubrey. First things first, he is going out with Halle Berry. Oh.
Yeah. Who's that?
Puts a baby in her.
Oh.
Then they break up, and now he's seeing Kim Kardashian.
Oh. He wins.
He does win on every level. Mike, you saw him at the Lakers game together, right?
I did. There was this uncomfortable silence. Kim Kardashian walks in like she's parting the Red Sea with her hand around a white guy. It's unbelievable.
Thought it must have been security or someone guiding her to her seat.
Like, wow, she has a really handsome agent.
Wow, look at that Usher. He's good looking. He's taking her right to the front row.
Wait,
and then
she
sat down.
Usher?
Oh. Apparently, she's happy, not only because she's got a model on her arm, but she doesn't have to go to any more football games, says a friend. I guess she did have to attend a lot of football games.
I guess, yeah.
With Reggie Bush and whatnot. Wasn't she seeing Miles Austin, too, from the Dallas Cowboys? Speaking of former football players, Jessica Simpson is engaged to a former NFL player named Eric Johnson.
Yeah, Eric.
He's in for a world of hurt. She has announced that she wants kids yesterday, she's saying. The minute they get married, they plan to get to work.
That seems to me like that would be a deal breaker, and I would call off the wedding, doesn't
it? Or it keeps her very busy, and he gets to just spend her money and do whatever he wants.
I guess, but I need a baby yesterday is scary.
I think when you've been dating for 5 months and you're going to get married immediately, having a baby right away is the best thing you could do.
Sure.
It ensures that you will be together
that's
forever.
That's correct. It is 100% that way.
Or maybe the baby part came before the engagement part.
Ah.
Is she setting us up? Is she setting us up for the next piece of news?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, but it happened after we were engaged.
Yeah.
That's why they rushed into it. That's why she bought herself a big ruby ring. I mean, he bought her a big ruby ring.
That was a rumor that she bought it for herself. Right?
She would have to. I don't think he's got that kind of money. The ring cost over $100,000. Oh. Where's he coming up with that?
$100,000?
It's a 100-year-old antique ring with a giant ruby and two giant diamonds in it.
Wow.
So, I don't know where he's got that kind of coin. It's official. The Lone Ranger is in the works. Gore Verbinski, the director who did the American version of The Ring and Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He has been locked in to direct The Lone Ranger. That reunites him with his buddy from Pirates of the Caribbean films, Johnny Depp, who will be playing Tonto, Lone Ranger's faithful Indian companion. However, still, no one has yet signed up to play The Lone Ranger.
So. All right, I'll do it.
All right, Kevin is The Lone Ranger.
Wow. Right. Man, nice stop asking.
I can just see it now. Western town, dusty, tumbleweeds blowing down the center. The villain has been vanquished. Silver rides off in the distance, carrying the masked man, and they turn to each other and say, "Who was that inarticulate man?
What did you do?
What did you do? Tonto?" Yeah, we've seen Kevin act.
And it's good.
It is way good. The post office has announced you can only buy stamps, you can only send your packages, but now you can buy a very special Christmas music CD. The U.S. Postal Service has announced Let It Snow, their new Christmas music CD.
They're selling Christmas music now.
I think this has to come from a strongly worded letter campaign from our own Bean Baxter.
Probably.
Or else why would they do this?
But why would they?
11 seasonal favorites. Including the theme from Charlie Brown Christmas, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5, and Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. So it's just fresh as today's headlines, all the music the post office will be giving you.
That's a terrible thing.
When the tracks for the CD were originally mailed, those were all new songs. And then when they finally arrived, thanks to the post office, now they're all 30 years old. So
see what you did?
You got that going for you. Congratulations to Jennifer Grey. She is the champion of Dancing with the Stars Season 11. She and her partner, Derek Hough.
Yeah, Derek.
Won the Mirror Ball Trophy last night, and finally, this puts it all to rest, so we don't have to worry about people going nuts over Sarah Palin still being in the competition.
Bristol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
you said Sarah.
Well, yeah. that's
who they were voting
the case,
for. They were voting for Sarah, but she was the next best thing.
I wanted her to win so bad. That would have been great.
Yeah,
because how can people care that much?
If you saw the finale or not, but Bristol finally burst.
She did.
Yeah, she had gained so much weight that she finally just popped
she
at
popped.
The end.
Wow.
The audience was covered with flesh. It was
ugh.
It was not pretty.
And still, she got more votes than...
Biggest ratings ever for season 11 for Dancing with the Stars. And that's 11th season. More people watched. Over 70 million people watched this show this season than any other season of Dancing with the Stars.
Do you think that's because of the politically charged thing?
They were watching before. This stuff only happened towards the end as Bristol started remaining after other people were voted off. But from the beginning, it had been a huge, huge draw.
Wow.
So we have lost the battle when it comes to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
However, I still think we have a chance with Skating with the Stars. I think we have a chance to nip that in the bud. Apparently, ratings were not good for the
really?
Premiere episode.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to see one of the New York housewives skate?
And she was
Me?
The biggest star.
Well, there was
out
film
the
icon
stars.
Sean Young, don't forget.
Right.
And Vince Neil, right? Wasn't he also skating or somebody from
I
Motley Crue?
So,
yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee skating. That would be great.
That would be good.
have to put a third skate on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get him around. That's all I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor, comedian Billy Connolly is 68 years old today. Actor Colin Hanks, son of Tom Hanks, but an excellent actor in his own right. He is 33 years old. Actress Katherine Heigl celebrates her 32nd birthday. And Sarah Hyland, we've talked about her before on the show. She is the teen daughter of Julie Bowen over there in Modern Family, and she is beautiful.
She plays a 16-year-old?
15, yeah. 16, 15. Yeah, yeah.
She's 20.
Yeah, I got an email from a fan said, thank you so much. I had felt so guilty for so long with the impure thoughts I had about a 16-year-old until I found out now that she's 20.
It's all good. She's 20.
So you can go nuts there, pal. She's 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We will be off, as well as most people, and then we'll be back on Monday morning with an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ. We have Steve-O on the program, who's doing stand-up comedy now.
Yes. Wow.
He's got shows at the Improv.
I would be scared.
I would love that.
I wouldn't know what he would do.
Me either.
I wouldn't get seats in the front row. That's
all I
know. I
wouldn't as well.
I don't want the Pucano, or I don't want any sort of fluids. I don't know what would happen during his stand-up act.
We're going to talk to driver Ken Block. We have Miss Double D's in every day next week.
We'll be talking to
the girls
ladies.
Or just the Double D's?
Well, either.
All of it.
Sadly,
Group
we have to talk to them,
the girls
so
as well.
We have to
boys.
Talk to the whole body.
So we're going to talk to all 10 of them. You can go to kevinandbean.com and vote right now if you'd like to, and all weekend long, and then we'll talk to them next week. We'll get them to do their talent, and then you can decide who you want to vote for then based on that as well. And a week from Friday, we will crown our new Miss Double December. And also starting Monday, your first chance to win tickets to the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Ooh,
2011.
Great.
So that's all Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Kat Corbett is
not
still
here.
On vacation.
She's not here. Yeah.
Jim McJim is in next. Jim McJohn.
Jim McJim.
John McJohn.
Those improv classes are sure paying off.
I don't know his name. He's got 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock music. He's got Muse. He's got the new one from Bad Religion. He's got Brandon Flowers. He's got Phoenix. And it's all part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next.